You don't even know some of our members. It's better that we introduce ourselves. It's pretty sad to say I'm going to be a man. My name is Nontantangu Bendaba. I'm the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities. Next to me, I have Ukashifa. Ukashifa is our content advisor. We have two researchers. One is Crystal. Crystal is specializing in issues of disability and women. And Tasneem is specializing with youth issues. Nelisa is our committee secretary. Dr. Tembe is our legal person from Parliament. Dr. Tembe, they don't know you. And we have Mr. Mvaba. Mr. Mvaba is our committee coordinator. I'll now hand over to honorable members to introduce themselves, starting from Honorable Sheriff.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to the CGE. My name is Nazli Sharif, member of this portfolio committee.
Thank you.
Morning, Chair. Morning to colleagues. Support staff from Parliament, morning CGE and the staff for Abubatu. My name is Carol Peasy. I'm a member of this portfolio committee. But I've raised a concern. I told you they're starting to intimidate me. The person who's very close to me is intimidating.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Nomsa Machesi. I'm the member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members, CGE, and everybody in this room. My name is Figile Masiko, and I'm a member of the committee. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members, CGE, and all participants this morning. My name is Hobona Mang Prudence Marekwa Keponi, in short. Thank you. A member of the committee.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, CGE, and our support staff. My name is Tabile Masondo, the member of this committee.
Good morning, San Bonani. Kuyemaura e kamalami en Sbongile, member of the government, Gabon.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, CGE. I'm Tim William Shaw, a member of the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you very much, honorable members. One of our members, honorable CGE, is being deployed to another Portfolio Committee and being replaced by honorable Matessi, honorable Nomsa. But Nomsa, in the last term, she was serving in the Portfolio Committee. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ntabiseng Sipanya Mokhale. I am the chairperson of the commission. We are here today to
report to you on our ATP and budget. I'm here with my team of commissioners. I will let them introduce themselves, first the DC and commissioners, and then our secretariat and our support staff at the end.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Namasonto Grace Masbubo. I'm the deputy chair of the committee of the organization. Thank you. Good morning. My name is Lindy Wen Dulitobata. I'm a commissioner in the CGA. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning. I'm Gidela Mutupi, a commissioner.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Prabhashini Subrayan Naidu. I'm a commissioner with the commission. I hope in a good way, Chairperson.
Good morning, Chair and members. My name is Bongani Ngomane. I'm the commissioner in the CGE. Thank you.
Molweni, Chair of the House, Chair of the CGE, Deputy Chair, members of the House and Commissioners at large, Leanne from the Eastern Cape, Commissioner at CGE.
Hi, good morning, honorable members, Chairperson, commissioners, secretariat of the CGE. My name is Advocate Thando Kumete. I'm a commissioner at the Commission for Gender Equality.
Hi, good morning, Chair. Good morning, committee members. And good morning to my commissioners. My name is Pele Sangoma. I'm the CEO of SCG. Thank you.
Good morning, Chair. And good morning, members. My name is Antoinette Mbeni. I'm the CEO.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mikate Koshpalana, assistant to the Deputy Chairperson.
Good morning. My name is Zenande Janji. I'm from PMG Monitoring Group. Thank you.
So, Nan is decided they look nice, Mike.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Zenande Janji. I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Megate Koshipalana, Assistant to the Deputy Chairperson of the Commission for Gender Equality. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members, and CGE.
Okay, first of all, honorable members, we are supposed to be having how many commissioners?
Sorry about that, Chair. We're supposed to be having 10 commissioners, because we could have 11 considering commissioner board. Okay. We have got an apology from Commissioner Ngoma Diseko. She has got a hip problem and couldn't walk from yesterday. She attended a CGE engagement and had to Democratic will call because she was already linking at the time when she left the NPA office. She tendered an apology in that regard, and the apology was accepted by plenary, but by commissioner, but it was meant for you guys, so you don't need to. And then we have Commissioner Day, who has been informed and told of the invitation, is aware that such are compulsory, and she has not responded.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Let's go straight to the APT. All the newly appointed commissioners, you are appointed. We are welcome, and we congratulate you. But I think there was a mistake that happened regarding the appointment of commissioners. You were supposed to be appointed as 6 commissioners. But the president appointed 5. I then called the chair at that time, Commissioner Nomasonto, who was acting chair, that that needs to be rectified. So you are short of 1 commissioner, and that commissioner should be part-time. I'm not sure whether what was supposed to have been done by yourselves have been done through the presidency. And I don't know whether you write direct to the president or you write to the Department of Women, the Minister of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, or you write straight to the president. Because even the department was informed by the committee that I think there's 1 commissioner that needs to be appointed by the president as per what the House adopted. What was adopted by the House and what we advertised. So that needs to be done by yourself, and I don't know, Herman, also what we need to, whether as the portfolio committee we need to write to the speaker or to the presidency, I don't know, or maybe through your office can you also do that on our behalf, because I think it's a mistake that was done by whoever gave report to the president. Yeah. We take it that you've been orientated, Commissioner Tando, Commissioner Bilei, Vander Merwe, Naidu, Commissioner Naidu, and Commissioner Ngomane. We take it that you've been orientated. We are finding yourselves within the institution.
Yes, sir.
And everything is explained that those of you who are full-time, what needs to be done, those of you who are part-time, what needs to be done, and with regards to your deployment, you are also informed where you are deployed.
Yes,
so that even who are the culprits among yourselves as commissioners, because we'll be expecting that you and your commissioners will have to come up with a decision on how do you deal with your counterparts. I'm sure you have concluded your handbook, your commissioner's handbook, because I think that is 1 priority that you need to conclude. You know, there are 1st things that you need to do as commissioners. You have an issue of one of the commissioner's case Commissioner Porter's case that is supposed to be finalized. Dr. Tembe wanted to brief me about it. I said we will discuss it after the meeting, because the meeting is starting now. So there are things that you must hit the road running, because we need to finalize those things and the handbook. But I think you need to understand the procedures and processes of how, when and how do you table reports to Parliament, and what is critical is that every report that comes to Parliament must be processed through plenary. There can't be a report that will come back door without plenary having approving it. If there's any report that any of you will want to submit to Parliament, it must go through your plenary meetings first and you adopt it. And then that can then be tabled to Parliament. I want to register our disappointment, which is something that you'll have to explain to us. One, your late submission of your APP in terms of the National Treasury Regulations. It tells you when must you table your APP to Parliament. Two, I had to call your deputy chair for you as an institution to submit your APP to Parliament. Three, your APP, it doesn't make sense to us. Over the weekend, I called the CEO. I had a teleconference meeting with her and our researcher, Christelle, and our committee secretary, trying to explain on what is wrong with what you presented, you tabled to Parliament. And a report was submitted to Parliament, which is still having discrepancies and lacking other things that are supposed to be in your report layout, especially when you are submitting your report to Parliament. There is a layout. I've tried my level best to say Christelle must send the previous APP to the CEO so that at least she can go through it and see the layout of the report on what needs to be presented to be submitted to Parliament. Remember, when you submit an APP to National Treasury, you submit it according to their guidelines. But there is a standard format and a layout that when you submit to National Parliament now, to Portfolio Committee, there is you need to go to a detail. Your KPIs and your outcomes, your input, your targets must be written in another format. Hence, I requested Christelle to send it to the CEO so that at least she must be able to see what is expected from that report. Going through your reports, we were reading that report, you know, we find it very difficult as honorable members going through it. trying to analyze the targets, your KPIs, your targets. In fact, what is even worse, your outcome for it doesn't make sense at all to us. It's not that the others, they do make sense, but the manner in which you have written your report, I don't know. and I think what explanation that you need to give to us is that are you focused on the work that you've been appointed for, or you have too many things in your hands? It's not the responsibility of the portfolio committee to teach or to call you to say submit now. I'm just doing a favor. It's not my responsibility. I was trying to avoid an embarrassment that if your report doesn't come to Parliament according to the program of Parliament, we are not going to be able to adopt a budget vote for Department of Women and for the NYDA. So it has a negative bearing to the two. The reason I was trying to call, I was calling the chair, the deputy chair, and the CEO, it was precisely that. I didn't call the chair because she was not the chair, there was an acting chair at the time, of which, and in fact, the first draft that that was submitted was not signed off, isn't it? It was signed off. Sorry? The tables were blank because there was no indicators. That's what you're saying. So there were many things. Honorable members can share with you even before you start presenting, that we are very much disappointed as the portfolio committee. We need to be sure whether there's some form of sabotage internally amongst the executive officials, people that are supposed to be working with the CFO, the CEO, people who are heads of units in your institution, because if there is, then you'll have to share with us, because there was no way. Institutional memory is there. So any other document that is supposed to be coming to Parliament is supposed to be read by everyone in the management, and when it goes to plenary, it's supposed to at least have gone through in SMS, senior management first. What is even worse, there's nothing about human resource. One of your core functions is monitoring and evaluation. And when we look at your targets, your outcomes, we don't see it. And some of the things that we have taken out of monitoring, like above my police stations and so forth, they are no longer here. I don't know what is the explanation. And at this time where we have high rate of gender-based violence, you are supposed to be monitoring those police stations in terms of compliance. And if those things that are no longer in your ATT, who's going to do it? I remember in one of the meetings, your former deputy chairperson was talking about a strategic document, including you on a commissioner, Dr. Slobata. You know, we are going to be very hard, especially to all of you who were there before, you know, the new commissioners, somebody will pardon you a little bit, but the former commissioners, they know exactly what is the expectation and what needs to be done. So Commissioner Mazibuko, Commissioner Mokale, Tobatla, and Dibiela, how come this document passed plenary when you were there? How was this document approved by your plenary when you were there? CFO, we have written nothing in this report. Didn't you read the previous APP? What do you call this thing that is here in this report? What do you call it? How do you allow the CFO, the CEO to write amounts that are different in the final document when you are there as a CFO? Where were you to proofread the document? Where is the breakdown of your allocations? What were you writing, Gashe Gashe? Where's the part that is expected to be presented by yourself here in the portfolio committee, in this document that you submitted, you tabled to Parliament? Why didn't you look at the previous documents of the institution? Commissioner Ngomane, you are a senior government official in the provincial government. Why didn't you assist them? You understand exactly what is an APP. You understand exactly what are KPIs, what are targets. What is 100%? What is 10? The targets that you wrote there, they mean what? What type of targets have you put into your report? If you monitor your, we do oversight over quarterly in for CGE. How are you going to do oversight in this type of report? You are going to CSW, but CSW, those things are no longer here. You are doing what?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me once again greet the Honorable Members as well as CGE. And in greeting CGE Chair, we must welcome all the new commissioners to the CGE, this portfolio committee. To us, it was a very exciting process in terms of the interview processes, and we do have the faith that with the new blood that has been injected in the CGE, they will be live and the organization will pick up in terms of strength and work. Let us also officially, because I think this is the first contact meeting we are having with the CEO. Welcome the CEO as well to the commission as this portfolio committee. We know that we've met through the oversight committee meetings that we've had outside Parliament. Chairperson, I think firstly one must express, as you have highlighted, that it does feel like we have been pushed to a corner as this committee due to the time that we have been allocated as a committee to firstly deal with the APP as the entity of CGE. So the time that we have between now and our budget vote debate is exactly a week. Mm-hmm. Had we had more time, like a month or two, Chairperson, we would have sent you back. In fact, we were contemplating saying that we can't deal with what has been presented before us as a committee. But we do understand that sending the commission back will have a ripple effect on the adoption of the budget of the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, and which then will also affect NYDA and yourself. So we are pressed in a tight corner, but I think what we have agreed to as a committee whilst going through the document or your APP is that it's not what we are expecting as a portfolio committee. And I'm sure that when we discuss, it will be clear to CGE, the commissioners, the CEO, that really what was expected or what is expected of what an APP is not what CGE has presented to us. And it begs the question that this document, you know, from its formulation phases through to where we are seated now has gone through lots of checks and balances. Obviously, the CEO will not sit in an office alone and draft the document. She gathers the team of the CGE, which is the top management or the executives in terms of the structure of CGE drafting the document. But following that, she would ordinarily take it to the plenary, who will then have to okay it and sign it off, and then it will come to us. And we are saying that it's not what we had expected. Now, firstly, we are, to our great disappointment, informed that there's been delays after delays of the submission of the document itself. Having been delayed and having been requested that CGE must submit the document in terms of the full document of the APP, it was not sent. What was sent was a presentation of the APP. So we then, as Parliament, responded back that no, this is not what we are requesting. We're not requesting for a PowerPoint presentation. We want the actual document itself. And then the document then arrived. The first question, commissioners, through with the chairperson, why was the APP tabled late? Because you do understand that even though there is change in forms of who becomes the chairperson, but there is some form of continuity. You know, it doesn't mean that there was a total collapse of an organization and a new establishment, and there's nothing that you are working from. You do have staff members who have been there. There are commissioners, in fact, three or four of them which are returning. So for me, it doesn't make sense why the APP was tabled late and who should be held accountable for that. Because we do want some form of accountability. There's no way that there's not going to be accountability on why the document has been submitted late. We do understand, all of us, and I'm sure who are seated here, government's budget planning cycle. It's the basic. Everybody should know that. I don't think we can walk in these walls of parliament not knowing what government's planning, budget planning cycle is and what it stands for. And what are the reporting time frames if we are in positions where we are accounting officers. But government has reporting time frames. Parliament has reporting time frames for budget cycles. So for me, it's something that is there in black and white on paper. And we ought to have it, and we have a collective responsibility to ensure that we adhere to the time frames which are indicated by government planning cycle and the submission of all these documents, including the APP, for tabling in Parliament, which was the 31st of March. But before then, there's an expectation that the first draft must be compiled by August, which was last year, 2022. The second draft by November 2022. And then obviously the indicators, the process of finalizing the indicators must be ready by January for tabling in February. And all of those deadlines we have missed as CGE. You know, as this committee, Tina, we can't, because we've got many other things that we are dealing with. We can't be dealing with the situation where we are babying ECGE on when and how to submit all the required documents. Okay, we do understand that there was a letter that was submitted, which then indicated that there were management changes which were beyond the control of CGE. And for me, I don't think, unfortunately, Chair and Deputy Chair, that it's an understandable excuse of saying that we haven't submitted because there were management changes. There is continuity. There are members of the commissioners who have been there that are here. There are members of staff in terms of top management who are still within the organization and have the responsibility to hold the fourth, develop documents as they've done before for submission on time. So I think, Chairperson, you know, there's a lot, and we will pick them up, the issues that we have as and when the presentation has been presented. As it relates to the technical indicators, the new ones that have been developed, that we still feel that they really don't make a lot of sense in how you will measure them, and also how we, as this portfolio committee, are expected to play oversight. So I think we will engage with them deeper. But had we been given enough time to deal with what we have, I think we would have understood each other and sent you back so that you will revise the document and give us something that you know, will hold somewhat. But I just feel that CEO, there's within the document itself, the APP, we feel that also it's bringing back what has been done in the previous one. Nothing has changed much, but when it relates to the target indicators themselves, a whole lot has changed. But still, that also needs a whole lot of working on. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mastibo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, without repeating what Honorable Masiko said, I must agree, we are very disappointed in the CGE and what you tabled in terms of your APP. Even though leadership changes, even though management changes, in every organization there has to be internal control systems, that if Nazli leaves, cattle comes in, nothing really changes. The internal controls, the systems are there to ensure that you meet your what's meant for you to do. So you know that an APP, every single year, you have to submit an APP. Every single year you have to submit a budget. So what Honorable Masiko is saying, I fully agree, surely there must be in some instance a net that catches the balls that fall between the cracks, and obviously there isn't. And that's very concerning, Chair, because that says to us as a portfolio committee that internally CGE is falling apart. And it's very concerning for the women in this country that a Chapter 9 institution is unable to put together a APP, a budget, that we as Parliament need to adopt. We really contemplated sending you back. We really did. And we had to argue amongst ourselves why we should have this meeting, because we don't feel like what you're presenting to the Portfolio Committee is a true reflection of your mandate and what is expected of you as CGE. Second, Chair, the DPME sends a framework to you to tell you what your APP needs to be. It's literally a 66-page guideline of what your APP needs to look like. And as a committee, we are courted to feeling insulted by your copy and paste job of your APP. Again, I don't know if entities think that as a committee we don't read reports. We go through reports, and we are able to see that your report from last year and this year is copy and paste, even to the point where your numbering is incorrect on both years. Is that the professionalism that is coming out of the CGE? And the commissioners, I'd like to hear from you, because you had to agree to this in plenary. How did it get through you? How did it get past you to come to Parliament in the state that it is in? Unacceptable, Chair. Unacceptable. And I was telling Honorable Machesi, CGE is always the best performing entity. You have gone from number one to last. Even the department is outperforming you. And that's not good. For a Chapter 9 institution, really, this is not acceptable. Chairperson, as Honorable Masiko said, there is institutional memory. There is. It's one thing to say that all commissioners have been replaced with new commissioners, but that's not true. That's not true. We have institutional memory. So where did it go wrong? And who must we hold accountable for this? CEO, you signed off on this APP, but your indicators are not smart. You only have three paragraphs that deals with budgets. You don't have explanations on why you're changing your KPIs. Nothing. Nothing there. So what must we do with this information as Parliament? We now need to go to Parliament on Vote 20 and say what? Say what? We always say, let's increase the budget for the CGE. But then you look at your budgeting forecast, and you forecasted 94 million. So it's not like you asked for 200 million and they only gave you 94 million. Your forecast, Treasury gave you the amount that you forecasted. So when you come and speak to us about increase of budget, why don't you do it inside your plenary and increase your forecast so that you can reach your targets? Let's not even speak about targets. Program, the last program, all of them new targets, but no continuity from the previous APP to this APP. So how do we measure you? How do we sit and monitor the work that you are doing? Commissioner Trobatla, we went to Mpumalanga to do SAPs and TCCs. Now that target is removed completely from your APP. So what does that mean for the work that you have been doing for so long? Where does it go? What happens to it? How then do we monitor state institutions to deal with gender-based violence and femicide? And all the commissioners sitting in this room know that SAPs is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. TCCs are falling apart. GBV is raging through this country, killing women every single day. And then we have to look at your APP, and there's nothing that speaks to fighting GBVF. You speak about monitoring and evaluating, and you say you want to take services away. But you are a service giver. When it comes to handling complaints, when it comes to legal services, when it comes to workplace gender equality, the hearings that you do, that is services. Why is it not reflected in your APP? It's a problem. Chair, in terms of the budgets and stuff, I'll come back to it because I've got some specific questions that deal with it, that deal with some of the information. I want to know, CFO, why is there no detailed finance report that came with your APP? All we have is tables and small explanations. Why is it not explained to us about it? Chair, let me leave it there because one can just get so angry when you think about the state of the country that we are living in and the things women have to go through every single day in this country. And then to come and deal with a presentation, not even a proper APP, is a problem. And Chair, if through you, if you could give the commissioners an opportunity to respond as well, and how did it get through them in plenary, and how did you okay? Because for us as a portfolio committee, it's not okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sheriff. Mama Sondo.
Thank you, Chairperson. And Honorable members have touched a lot to what I wanted to say, but I'll continue repeating the same because we are concerned and we are very much disappointed the way the APP was taken and drafted. Why was the tabled APP signed by the Deputy Chairperson and not the Chairperson of the CGE? What exactly was the lack of internal capacity on compliance, governance and risk that affected late submission of the APP? Why did 6 months of leadership transition affect compliance of the organization when the former chairperson and deputy chairperson's term only ended 31 October 2022, by which stage draft 2 of the APP was due? The other thing that can assist us, if you can get the idea, is the relationship. I just want to get the relationship between the CGE and the CEO. Are they talking, or maybe you have some information that we need to share with us? We can be glad when you can get that. I want to ask the other question from the CEO. Maybe does she have other commitments, or maybe is not full-time, or is full-time, but you're having other private commitments. The deputy chairperson should explain what were management changes that were beyond her control that affected the organization. What was the purpose of submitting the revised strategic plan from last year? How did this APP pass plenary approval when so many targets are not smart and there is no continuity between the last APP 2022-2023 and the current APP of 2023-2024. What then informed the budget? Chairperson, thank you. I can just stop there. I'll just come back when maybe the other question is not touched.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masondo. Honorable Seth.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think, Chair, Honorable Members have covered me by saying a lot is not right on the APP, from the date to the wording, colors being removed, a lot, Chair, you mentioned. And also to emphasize and say that Honorable Masiwo is correct that before the Commission entered, we were just saying they should come back next time, but because of time, we had to be here. I think, Chair, CGE, with all being asked, CGE should just maybe clarify the issue of the APP, number one. Maybe we seated here themselves, they're not aware of all that we are seeing on the document, the late APP being sent. Goes and put them in a chairperson, or you asking them to send it. So I think chairperson, seated here, honourable members have covered me. We cannot all here, honourable members, see the same thing, and they sit on the other side and say, the APP is correct. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, honourable Sam. It was Bonnie, and then honourable Mashezi. Yeah, I think you were the last one.
Yeah. Very, very last one.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not going to repeat. I think broadly I'm covered in what has been raised in terms of late submission, the APPs that have changed, and some of them no explanation also given. Chair, I think maybe what I want to raise is having looked at the report and trying to make my own summary and so on, I think what comes through is that the late submission, you know, when you are late, you put whatever to populate and make sure that the report looks impressive to where we are going to present it, and not also having enough time to do your own edit and check the mistake, or even not your own, also by checking with colleagues, assisting to say what else needs to be added and so on. So I think, Chair, the work that has been done really is disappointing, that with the new CGE that we are sitting with, it has got a number of skills. I think when we appointed the commissioners, a number of them or all of them have different skills, and they bring some expertise to CGE, and we saw that the first meeting being also physical will be like a wow kind of a moment. But we are just disappointed, firstly, with the late submission and things not being right in the report. Chair, I think we don't want to go back to SDGE that we had before. I think last year we spent a lot of time raising issues, trying to correct and bringing colleagues together, the commissioners to work together. And with this, it shows a lot of red flags for me. I'm not sure whether other members are able to identify that. It could signify that either the CEO maybe worked alone, whether the other colleagues also were able to make input and see what is it that is going to be presented or submitted to the committee. I would like to plead or appeal or request the commissioners to really start from now working together. It is very important for the task and the responsibilities that this CGE has in terms of providing and monitoring, providing support and monitoring, doing that monitoring in a number of institutions or in like your police and so on. It's very important that you work together, colleagues, so that we don't come here tomorrow and sit again and be told that this one was alone, this one does not consult, this one does not do that. We would like to see you working together, making sure that everybody coming to this meeting, you have really, really played your part and submitted or contributed to what will be submitted to this committee. Imagine if we were going to raise these things and it was live on TV and having to raise the disappointment that you are having with the report that you have received, as much as it's recorded, but maybe it's not on TV where we will be saying all these things. So I think really put your efforts together, your skills, your capabilities, make CTE to be a wow organization again that people will know about, that people will recognize and associate with, because a lot is happening with the oversight that we had last month in Mpumalanga. What we saw there in number of things that we thought were working well are not really that working well because of the condition and the environment that you call a small space, the Tutuzela Care Center. And it's like people, we just take numbers. No, we have a Tutuzela Center there. We have one there. But it is not really conducive and really made to make people coming in there to be given the necessary service and feel comfortable whilst or can distress, can be relieved from the pain and trauma that they are suffering when they get there. So I think really it is very important that CGE works together, you bring your efforts together and make sure that you work as one. And the report should also, when it comes here, we should be knowing that everybody owns it, so that tomorrow we don't point fingers and say, it's that one, it's that one, it's that one.
So unity and working together, I think, will be important. It's your first meeting here where you meet all of you with the committee, but I hope that next time it will be really something different that we'll be talking to. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Bonnie. Honorable Machez.
Thank you, Chair. I just have to say, like, having been with this portfolio, it's actually very much disheartening to find that, like, there has been, now we're seeing a regression, especially within the CGE, which used to be, I think Honorable Sharif has alluded to the fact that CGE normally would have been the best performing. Mm-hmm. And it makes it very difficult for us to go now for the budget vote and be voting for you to actually get more funding when you actually don't even know what it is that you guys are doing. Chair, I know I've been covered by everyone, but I think it's best that we have a clear understanding of the chain reaction of the APP, like who the inception of it, who drafted it, and eventually who it ended with, and who approved, because I think, you know, until we have that and we're treating this as a blanket kind of situation, then we won't be able to get to the bottom of the actual reason why and why CGE is where it is at the moment. Because, you know, it's one thing to say that, yes, you know, your commissioners that I knew, at the same time, you know, this was talking about Parliament. You know, as a member of Parliament myself, I can't just, I'm new, just came back into this portfolio, but if I was a new member of Parliament, I couldn't sit here and say, I don't know, so I have to sort of learn. There's no time for learning. You have no time for learning. You have to jump in. And I think that's why many members are talking about institutional knowledge. You have to be able to get into the bottom of that and utilize it. And I think, CEO, I think, you know, I think everybody's concerned that it looks like you have another job or hands, or maybe you're working by yourself. I think it's something that you have to learn to be able to work as a team. But at the moment, I think we need to be able to have a good understanding of who received this document, who started this document, and why, you know, due diligence was not followed. And particularly, as a matter of fact, if the chair has to call you and say, this is what needs to be done, and it has not been done according to her recommendations, that is very worrying to us, because it looks like it's either there's sabotage within the institution, or there's just no care in the work that is coming out of CGE. And I think that is something that we really must look at, Chair, and try to rectify. I think also, you know, having the number of employees within CGE, and at the same time, saying, looking at the work that has been done that is not good enough, we just also would like to have an understanding, is there a problem within CGE in terms of employees? The reason why I'm saying that also is because if you have an internal audit position or somebody which was in the internal audit, chief auditor that has left CGE, and the committee has no knowledge of that, that is worrisome. That means things are happening within CGE, and we are not being reported to, we have really been left out. So we need you to, whatever decisions that you are making, when you lose positions, especially critical positions, that the committee is informed and, you know, brought into confidence into, you know, what vacancies are, so that we have a better understanding, like, how can we have a situation where we then don't have a chief auditor? What are the implications of that? What does it mean? And so that we can also have, you know, sympathy in that regard. So I think that's all that I would like to add, just to say, like, please bring us into confidence as well if there are any challenges. CEO, thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm not listening to Fage Mam Kaula.
I struggle with it.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I think everything is covered by the members. Only I can say Nina. Kule bekele yenzekile yama submission which were late.
and Wednesday Yonke Lentjens Way Department. I just want to know, Mina, who is supposed to be accountable in that mess which has happened? Number two, Chairperson, why finally Tina as a committee see a budget vote? Kodwa izinto zihamba kabuhlungu, zihamba ngohlobo azikho right, which is not good at all. Thank you, Chairperson. Others will follow the questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mam Sonti. Honorable Kaula.
Thank you, Chair. Ngibingelele thimba lonke laka CGE and Honorable. Ngivume ukuhlala ngibonga ukuthi nje oza kuthi beshayelwe ngombili emuva, but khona into la engifuna ukuyigcizelela. Yabona lento yama yokuachieve ama target ngesiZulu, ngibona sekuyinsakavukela umchilo wesidwaba. Why ngishiso njalo na ngishiso ukuthi angiyazi le nto ukuthi yenza, and-ke kuyangiphoxa if CGE ngoba kule department yethu CGE uyena kanye ebesenza show besiyiqhenya ngaye, sithi uyakwazi ukusebenza, size sithi imali ayabelwayo njalo incane, size sithi kufanele imali ithi xaxa, and CGE yena futhi thina sithembele kuyena ezinkingeni esihlangabezana nazo ezithinta abantu besifazane noma abantu nje phansi, ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu phansi, njengoba honorable Kachivade esho la ndaba ukuthi thina la kuleli komiti lethu asikwazi ukunwabukisa. If uma kunina ama-mistakes, so nitshela ukuthi lana nenze imistake a-1 no-2 no-3, because thina siphethe i-department ebuhlungu enabantu ababulawayo, abantu okudefeat-a ama-rights abo. Njengoba ngisho nje ngithi ngiyajabula uma ngibona wase-Eastern Cape, yingoba nakhona kunama-issue akhona abuhlungu athinta iy'mpilo zabantu. Kanti u-CGE siyazi ukuthi uma ukhona la siba nalo ithemba lokuthi sethu uma suthinta usukumye khona ukwazi ukuthatha labo bantu babophe abantu bakufanele baboshwe. Kodwa manje uma nizothatha lana thole ukuthi kunezinto eziningi eningakwazi ukuzenza, ngoba umbuzo wami why ningabheki izinto ebenizenza before ukuthi zihambe nazo zagcinapha ama-targeteni. Why senigijima ngejubani senizojampela kulawo? Ngoba nakhona la siyathemba ukuthi kusho nakhona la nisazophinda nenze lento. Okwesibili, yabona uma ngabe sisohlele i-panel le yantu suka yona into yokudlala, sisuka sinethemba sokuthi if ungena la njengo-commissioner kukhulu ozosenzela khona. Manje angazi noma niyasijwayela yini, senizofika lana uma senisithi hhayi la bantu sesijwayeleni nani nabo, bahlezi besincoma sesizokwenza lento. Sicela la kumina nilungise. Okwesibili, ekhona u-chair, why kuze kuyosayina uthi usekela chair, ube kuphi or begula yini lo wayani? Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, thank you very much, honorable members. I think all members have said mouthfully on the critical comments that are relating to your APP, and I'm sure new commissioners, now you'll understand that you are dealing with a critical institution and what are the expectations from the portfolio committee. When members of the portfolio committee critique what you present to parliament, we are doing it so that we do our thorough oversight and on behalf of parliament. And next time you'll be a better commissioner because remember these reports are for public consumption, and people measure you according to what you write. If you write Dololo, they will say your brain is Dololo. If you write substance, they will say your brain is like that. So anything that you do, it reflects on the quality of the work that you're doing as commissioners. So I think you need to take your work very serious. You know, it's even worse, even with the four words. Is it the four words, am I right? The four words, you know, read it yourself. Read the previous one and read this one. You are the new chairperson, Commissioner Thabi Singh. Tell me, Gucci, does that four-word represent you or your views? No. The answer is no. And you know, I was looking at the processes of how budgets are being processed. You know, the first one is a State of the Nation address tabling of a budget is in February. And then in March, my strategic plans and annual performance plans. And then April, if you table plans referred to committees, you know. So you can imagine the injustice that you have and the inconvenience that you have done to us as a committee. How serious it is. You submitted on the 3rd of May at 10 to 10. Your report came through at 21:50 p.m. It was on a Wednesday, May 3rd. And the revised document was submitted on Saturday, the 6th, May 2023. You know? So I'm giving you your raw report as is. So according to your appointment, by the 1st of March, the new chair was appointed. In fact, you were supposed to have signed the report by the 31st of March before it was tabled to Parliament. So these are some of the things that you need to look at so that when you go back, because we are going to give you, you need to go back and write an error term according to all the things that we've just raised, so that the people who are supposed to put in other additional information, they do it. We are going to adopt this report now for the sake of a program, a parliament, because there's no other time. A budget must be passed by Parliament, but you are expected to come back to the Portfolio Committee and present an error term where you put right your targets. So the CEO and the officials of CGE, they need to go back together with yourself, CFO. You need to go back and write, do the right thing. Do the right thing, allocate funds accordingly, explain why you want a consultant. Those consultants are going to do what? On the vacancies, you must explain to us the vacancies that you are having. Last financial year it was 5%. This financial year you are talking of 10% or 20%. 20%. You're saying you have filled 80%. That means there's 20% outstanding. Why should you have a 20% vacancy rate outstanding when last year it was 5%? So your targets must make sense to yourselves first before you finalize your report. And it means, Nina, in man na 20% outstanding, it means you have many vacancies that are not filled. I'm not even sure whether the head of legal has been filled, because that vacancy has been vacant for a very long time. So human resource things and your staff establishment, it must be clearly outlined. You know, we need to know exactly which category of vacancies are not filled, so that we know what is it that you're going to do as a CGE. And then, and I'm sure we'll on the 24th we'll be debating. On the 23rd, we'll be debating our budget vote. And now we know that the National Treasury, in fact, is not giving you inadequate funding. It's you who wants, who writes what they give you. It's not them. It's you. Now we know. You know, all these years we didn't know. We thought it's them. And we called them one day and we asked them, why are they giving you so little budget? And you know, but now we know. Put the eye, kahle kahle yini abantu abafuna imali encane. So go you'll go correct all those things, because I think it's important. We need to know. Those good programs you were doing, they must be back on your APP. It's important. Yeah, honorable members, I think we have tried our level best to outline and express our dissatisfaction as the portfolio committee, and we'll allow you to present your report and other things that you need to talk to. You can talk to them. As and when you present, you respond to some of those that you need to correct. You must go and correct those ones. They don't need you to explain to us. You need to go and write the right thing. Let me copy and paste. I will ask one, because you must read whether this thing is still in line with what is presented in your APP. And then, so that you understand. That's why, you know, it's important when sometimes you accept some appointments. If you have too much in your hands, you better decline it. And I think the other thing that we wanted to express in this meeting, CEO, you are a CEO of a Chapter 9 institution. Anytime when you appear anywhere in any platform, you are the CEO of CGE. So the other tags that Bomayama platform, this is Kazamisa. Now we don't want to answer questions tomorrow, but economy or CEO of CGE, no. So that must be clear. Yabo, because mo vera njalo wonke umuntu uthi CEO CGE. Mo qala ubize into uthi economies and what, then something else. So you are attracting unnecessary scrutiny from other people. So it's important. We feel it's important, you know, sometimes as people, you know, we when you have other things that you're doing, but you are in another position. Yeah, but it's important. Yeah, but honorable Lona, who we member in Parliament, about that's why our lives are you can talk on today, I'm a private, young Kinto, Abantu, they are just scrutinizing you. But now, Banjalo, from now onwards. So, Once you become a commissioner, you must know what it is. Yeah. Your lives are no longer your lives. Yeah. Yeah. A public figure now.
Mm.
Okay, thank you very much. We can allow the chairperson of CGE to start first. Give your comments, and then we'll allow the CEO and the CFO to present your report, and then we'll give you, we're still thinking how many weeks must we give you so that you can come back and present the correct version of your APP. Over to you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee and Honourable.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and members of the Portfolio Committee. I have just two or so things to highlight to this committee, and the Chairperson and the CEO and CFO will take over. I just wish to put it on record that as the chairperson of the CGE, I take full and 100% responsibility of this debacle. I am not going to sit here and try and make excuses, more so that we ourselves internally inside the CGE have actually realized the trouble that we are in. We so realized that yesterday we had a very unpleasant meeting with the CEO to talk about some of the things that have been raised here. I also wish to take responsibility for having pushed some of the things to the period before I started. This is how I did not even sign the documents that were forwarded to you. I was there, I was present, but because of the confusion that all of these things were supposed to have been done before I came, I took it for granted that presenting otherwise may be a misrepresentation. So it was not meant to be a dereliction of duty. I think it was me being blindsided about where do I start, where do I come in. We had a three-hour meeting yesterday with the CEO. Some of the issues that you raised here, we raised ourselves. But that was not all. Going back to as early as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we had been meeting with commissioners. Concerns were raised. Both new and old commissioners are equally concerned, and we have raised some of the issues that we have raised here. So as the leader of the team, I take full responsibility. I will not make excuses. I take full responsibility that the report was of poor quality. I take full responsibility that the report was submitted late. I take full responsibility that some of the information that incidentally did not even reach you was information that we as an organization had to say, what is this, what is that, we do not know about it, etc. So the road has been filled with potholes, but we are getting where we should be getting. The time was little. When I realized the mess that we are in, we are already chasing deadlines rather than focusing deeper into correcting deeper structural things. However, I just also secondly want to bring to the attention of the committee that we have finally set up a leadership system within the CGE. We've got a full component of the office of the chairperson made up of myself and the deputy chairperson, Commissioner Mazibuko. We have set aside areas of focus where I will be doing certain things. She will be doing certain things. One of the tasks that I will directly be doing in line with the handbook, and the act is actually supervision and support of the CEO. Yesterday we talked about it, we agreed on weekly meetings, because as the state of the institution stands, we actually felt weekly is a bare minimum that we can compromise. We also asked about some of the things that we have asked, because we also picked up some of the challenges in terms of a focus. We identified even the gaps inside, but we also have said there is no ways we are going to say it is about the gaps inside. What happened here was not necessarily only about the gaps inside, and we have been honest with ourselves in with regards to that. I therefore wish to apologize. We did a lot of work. We had a two-day induction with the new commissioners where we took them through almost anything and everything. Over and above the induction, we have also finally deployed commissioners to provinces, so commissioners have started going to provinces. We usually have planned provincial induction meetings. So far we have only done one province, which was Gauteng, because of other travel challenges that were there in the organization. We have allocated commissioners to subcommittees as prescribed by the CGE Act. Those subcommittees, we have appointed chairpersons to those committees, and some of them are actually headed by the new commissioners.
Umhlonishwa uthi lezi zinto uyibonile ukuthi azikho right. Ngiyazi amaquestion ayeza. Kodwa-ke manje umbuzo wami ubani oyihambisile? Nina yini le nto eningayilungisanga le nto lapha ngaphandle na before nize la? Benicabanga ukuthi uma niyiletha le nto lana nibe wena wesiyibonile ukuthi le nto ayikho right. Bucabanga ukuthi thina kanti singobani? Ngoba phela thina we are not an official. We are some politicians. Just some politicians. Tina ngeke sifume uzoba ama rapper stembu lana. Uyibonile lento ukuthi ayikho right? Kodwa still niyenza lana thina. Ngokomthetho mina kuba bekuya ngami. Bekufanele nina nihambe nilungisele zey'nkinga zenu ngale. Nibuye ngapha nina senihamba nonke kanye kanye. Ngoba kwalowo okwazi kusho ukuthi next time lana kuzohamba imali la wena ungakwazi ukuthi ulalela-ke ngalo 1 or 2 or 3 ngeke mina ngibe yiphathi yenu thina-ke lana njengoba usibona nje mhlawumbe ndidide ukuthi we are member of parliament sama-politician sifuna ukwazi each and everything ukuthi yenze kanjani cent to cent because sihlale kwiy'nkinga zabantu nje ningibonile lo ngiphuma ngena phuma yingoba siyazi ukuthi la siney'nkinga emuva ezisithintayo ey'thinta abantu bayaresha abantu abanamanzi ningi iy'nkinga ebhekene nabantu bakithi so lo mdlalo wenu as ama-official ngeke sihambisane nawo yabona nje lelo liyangilimazi ukuthi nize nisuke ngale usubonile le nto elethwa la ukuthi ayikho right ngiyabonga
thank you siyabonga kakhulu mam Khawula
I just wanted to find out also Chair before you finish with your comments the handbook because now you're telling us that you are allocating the different commissioners at different provinces and also giving them different responsibilities so which handbook are you using to do that because like from what I understand it's been a draft handbook so it hasn't been finalized or whether it's been finalized but it was not submitted to the portfolio. So I just want to find out which handbook are you currently using.
But honorable members, thank you very much for your contributions. Can we allow CGE to continue with their presentations and then we'll engage properly at the end of the presentations.
will engage at that level. Thank you very much. You may proceed, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I actually...
There should be a certain level of preparedness also on the side of Parliament in checking the feasibility of our venues before we hold our meetings. But because, Chair, we are now at 12 o'clock, can we request the Chair to proceed because she's still making input before we can use the laptop for the presentation. We are chasing 2 o'clock for the... There's another budget debate which is sitting at 2, so one is fearing the issues of time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe it didn't come out properly, but I was saying over the weekend, and as soon as we realized, we started to correct the budget. I am concerned, or rather embarrassed to say, the challenges that were in the budget that we had identified were even much more than the ones that were presented this morning. So as much as possible, we tried to rescue the situation. So it was not like we submitted it, we knew it was wrong, we tried as much as possible to rescue the situation. Just going back to all the efforts that we have done to try and correct the situation and put the CGE back on track, we have also arranged a meeting on the 11th, which would be on Thursday, wherein we will be having a pre-strategic planning workshop just with commissioners, because we are coming to the end of the 5 years that started in 2019 to 2024, going into the next 5 years, where we are saying to commissioners, especially the new commissioners, this is the time now to influence and bring on board your vision and views in relation to the mandate. The issue of the handbook, I just wanted to clarify. The CGE does have a handbook. Our handbook is signed and was adopted on the 13th of February 2014. 13th of February 2014, yes, the day before 14th of February, 13th of February 2014. And that is the handbook that we use. It is active until another handbook or the renewal of the process is complete. So we do have a handbook. However, what then happened was, when we came in, the then chairperson said, we're about to give this, to finalize this handbook. Let's give the new commissioners a bite on the handbook. And there lay the problem, where everybody wanted to go back to the drawing board. That was 2017. 2019, again, new commissioners came, and the then chairperson said, let us give these new commissioners a bite. And that was the delay, where it was toing and froing. In fact, at our first plenary with this cohort of commissioners, which was held on the 24th of April, just 2 weeks ago, we decided that we are not going to go back to the handbook, because the handbook is ready. The foreword has been drafted. Everything has been done. It just has to be circulated to the new commissioners. But we emphasized that they are going to read and advise us on only the T's that have not been crossed and the I's that have not been dotted. In a year's time, we will look, after they have tried for a year at least, we will look at how
some of the things within the handbook reviewable, because we are saying we will never finish with this handbook, because every group that comes keep saying, can we have a bite? Can we have a bite? Then we have all of these months of debate. So in our next appearance, when we come here, we will be coming with a handbook. But the organization does have an existing handbook that was adopted a few years ago on the 13th of February 2014. Thank you. So with those few words, I would just like to head over to the CEO, but once again apologize, but give our assurance that things will go back to normal. We have done that undertaking amongst ourselves. The leadership and everything is committed to making sure that the CGE goes back to its former glory as it was rightfully put. Thanks very much. Over to you, CEO.
To concur with the chair, the sentiments, we profusely apologize for the poor standards in relation to how we manage the quality of our work. But there are just a few things I think probably, chair, I do apologize for, because the document was sent, I got a thumbs up from the parliamentary team that it was correct, but I do think that we need to go in there and work on it. And I think, as I said, that I share the sentiments from the chair, that we profusely apologize for all this. And I just want to get into the presentation, knowing the issues around time that we're in. So this before us is the table of contents, which really looks at the vision, constitutional mandate, CG values, and general remarks. As it outlines before us, that our vision of the Commission for Gender Equality is to ensure a society free from all forms of gender oppression and inequality. The mission is to promote, protect, monitor, and evaluate gender equality through research, public education, policy development, legislative initiative, effective monitoring and litigation. And our constitutional mandate was established, CG was established through Section 187 of the Constitution, and to which it's meant to advance and promote and protect gender equality in South Africa through undertaking research, public education, policy development, legislation, initiative, effective monitoring and legislation. The values that underpin the work that we do are 8 values. One is around accountability. Second one is empathy. Third one is equality. The fourth one is knowledge sharing. The other one is democratic principles, professionalism, integrity, identity. And I accept that we've dropped the ball on the professionalism. And it calls for institutional introspection in terms of how to make it sure that we meet this value, because it's quite important. The general remarks that I would really like to present to the committee before I get into the annual performance presentation is that I think one of the key things when I took over as an observation I've made, but also as an diagnosis, is that we need to focus on institution building. And I think the questions that members of parliament are actually asking are actually quite legitimate and rational. And part of it has to do with the fact that there's an issue around internal capacity of the organization. I mean, the question around the institutional memory, it's true, how is it possible that when I'm 3.5 months in the position and then I submit documents that are incorrect, when in fact I would have consulted with management before those documents are actually submitted. So it speaks to really the organizational culture, but as well as the ethos. And part of the ethos that are promoted is to make it sure that we are not only transparent, but also consultative, and ensure that everyone else, those who are in management, really participate in decision making. But obviously, the change management embedded in institution development is actually a journey, and part of that journey means that we need to look at the organizational culture, but as well as organizational development issues. We have staff members who are in the system, whom some of them have really been left without any upskilling in them, even though they've devoted years and years over time within the organization. And then the second issue is around strengthening strategy foundation of the GEs. So the points that members of parliament are raising, that there seem to be no convergence in our targets, and we don't seem to have a lot more proper sequencing from a previous year. And part of the reason has to really do with the fact that there is actually no social science thinking or strategic thinking around several of our work that we do. For instance, several departments don't have strategy that drive the work that we do. I mean, amongst those, for example, research strategy, public education strategy, for instance, stakeholder strategy, etc. Because those documents are really helping to be a foundation unto which you should be able to guide your work. But also they need the continuity of the organization. And so that's one of the things that we're working on. And then the other one is really rebuilding the human rights organizational culture, where people fully understand that a Chapter 9 institution, by the way, it's not only a public institution, but it's an institution unto which it needs to make it sure that it contributes into the meeting of human rights in this country. And currently, we actually don't have that culture. The other one is about building CGE brand equity. I mean, part of it is that, we probably one Chapter 9 institution that has such an immense mandate in relation to gender equality, because we touch both women and men, LGBTI+, but any other vulnerable group in society. So in essence, we should really be able to be agenda setting as an organization in as far as what should the type of gender equality or gender equity that we're seeking in society. So we've kind of like really lost the ground and that political influence that we should actually be having in society. And then the other one is really the issue around, being under-resourced, and the fact that, generally gender justice space has really been under-resourced. And in essence, one of the key things we're really looking at internally is to look at exploring, tapping into other sources of income without actually compromising the institutional independence. The other one is to ensure that we recruit staff with requisite expertise. And I do think that in relation to not what I'm hearing from here, but even from an external context, that there is an expectation for CGE to rise to the occasion in as far as gender equality issues in this country. Because if you're an institution that has a vision of setting an agenda around gender equity and gender equality issues, it means that you need to have requisite staff that makes sure that it matches that public expectations, but also fundamentally that it's able to fulfill its own mandate. So, and then in terms of the strategic alignment, we are in the last year of our strategy, and there's an immense opportunity for us to really refocus the organization, you know, surfacing issues that we believe that are quite important in terms of gender equality, but also, you know, but also ensuring that we actually move away from a culture which, in fact, is embedded, and it's coming up quite explicitly in the inputs that we've received earlier, in as far as the under-targeting that really takes place in, institutionally, and the fact that the impact in the long term is not seen. And then that we also need to make it sure that as part of that process is that it's guided from a business case perspective with the CGE has actually developed. I think on the reasons for late submission, I think the chair has already dealt with it, but just probably just one or two points just to say that the even though I mean CGE really celebrate years and years of institutions, of existence, sorry, the internal controls, particularly at an operational level, are to a bare minimum. In fact, bare minimum, and what happens is that there's a reliance on, you know, warm bodies, and when warm bodies are not there, is that it's actually quite difficult. So I think the structure really relies on practices and practices that are actually not written. And this is also really, really part of the reason. And I think I still share the sentiments that we do profusely apologize. And the long-term really intervention for us is to really recruit, you know, someone who's really going to hold the space around the compliance, governance, as well as risk, because as an organization, we are actually quite weaker broadly. This leg of, or this section of work in terms of our organization is actually non-existent. And it also therefore means that in between, you then have to rely on different ex-co members to hold the space on different things. For instance, the CFO would have to do something else, I'd have to do something else, and then I'll still have to do risk. So the reality is that you just need to have a dedicated persona to make it sure that we take this leg of work quite seriously and that we don't submit reports or substandard reports going forward. And then getting into the what is the core strategic focus of outcomes of CGE. So we have four strategic outcomes that really underpins the work that we do. It's enabling legislative environment for gender equality. It's gender equality promoted through information education to foster public understanding. It's to monitor and research investigation on issues that undermine the attainment of gender equality. A renewed, efficient, and effective organization that is sustainable. So the first top three outcomes really interface with the external work of CGE, and really embedded into it is both proactive approaches that we undertake to execute our work. The other one is actually reactive approaches that we undertake to execute our work. And then the fourth one really focuses on the actual inward, which is the organizational sustainability. And really, with, in terms of outcome one, we undertake, you know, legislation evaluation. We look at policies, mechanisms within public and private sector institutions to advance gender transformation. And the second one is the, you know, conduct of advocacy initiative and public education and intervention in the promotion of public understanding of gender equality. And this this deliverable really, you know, it's one that takes us to community and facilitate transformative conversations on the ground. The third one is to identify and monitor key issues that impact on gender equality, and this would then be in a form of, you know, monitoring certain areas, like we have a research around the shelters, and evaluate, you know, contributions of different role players, and as well as undertake research. And then the fourth one is to build and sustain efficient and effective organizational systems, operations, and governance processes for the optimal performance. So if I zoom straight into the output one, and I take the points the commissioners are making around the including back, you know, the police station monitoring, and as well as subs monitoring back into the annual performance plan. So We have several new indicators there, which I'll explain in other slides that are coming. So the first one is around the number of legislative inputs provided, and this is the area where we take both a proactive and a reactive approach in as far as where we'd pick up that there's a bill that is already on the table, like we'll be doing with the National Gender-Based Violence Council bill, where we're having a both internal consultation as well as a public hearing process. We look at the legal bills, number of legal proposals made to Parliament for new legislation, and this is where we take a proactive approach. And then we do, we're going to be doing a systematic investigations, which really looks at, for instance, we've had the issue around forced sterilization and the role of public health on that one. So we're looking at doing two this year. Number of compliance monitoring projects, I would explain that later in the next slide. Percentage of complaints attended to. So one of the things, and I think probably I need to bring to the attention of the portfolio committee while I'm presenting this, is the fact that you might have noticed that in the previous slides, we had, for example, areas where we said 90% handling of complaints, and in the plenary, the commissioner had proposed that we have to make sure that we meet most of our deliverables, 100%, unless there are really special circumstances. Because part of what had then had led into not meeting the targets has led into two things at an organizational level. Is that firstly is that it became institutionalized that targets would not be met 100%. The second one was the fact that it meant that when there's been an argument, in fact, that even if we meet 75% of the targets, you are then going to still be receiving, the staff will actually still going to be receiving a bonus, even if the targets have not been fully met. So in essence, one of the key things, the foundation we are creating with this APP is to really move away from that, but also make it sure that we create support systems to make it sure that the complaints manual is actually met 100%. And then the other one is on number of transformation hearings that are conducted. It's a new indicator, and I'll explain later. And then the other one is the act, but the chair is going to speak a little more of that because it's going to be moving into her office. And then the new indicators that we have we're adding is that one of the, which is indicator 1.2, is that the parliamentary liaison unit to propose to Parliament two new legislations during the financial year. This would be done in quarter two and quarter four, while quarter one and quarter two would then be utilized for research on areas that need legislative development. Indicator 1.3, which is systematic investigation. So the legal department has received 9 complaints of intersex genital mutilation. The complaints centers around systematic sexual and reproductive rights violations. The commission is undertaking the investigation. Indicator 1.5, the percentage of complaints attended to is going to be 100%. And I think the reason here it appears to be new is that there was always a commitment to move to 90%. And what we've done institutionally is that we are working inwardly to make sure that, for instance, we use administration staff to actually participate in complaint handling, which is something that has not been happening before, where it was just only legal officers who were handling complaints. And then the new indicator, which is the 1.6, which is an indicator that requires the legal department to hold 10 transformation hearings during the financial under review. And it will really be focusing at different types of institutions, mining sector, fishing sector, clothing sector. We're looking at local government, institutions of higher learning, which we've done some bit of previous work there in terms of gender-based violence in in TVET and institutions of higher learning, we're going back to really look at whether the recommendations that have been done over the years have actually been executed. The other one is going to be Parliament, the other one is the private healthcare sector, and then we're going to be looking at food and retail sector.
I think what is important also, there's an outstanding matter regarding the legal practice council, which I think it should be form part of your APT, and it must be considered.
Yes, Chair. Noted, Chair. And then I think the issue of the Act and the review, again, as I said, that the Chair will give more substance into that.
The Act, CGE Act?
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
And then we move to the outcome two, which is public education and information. I hear the deliverables are really looking again on the interface between CGE with communities, community-based organizations, media, civil society organizations, thought leaders, you know, even traditional leaders, but obviously the central message here is around the need to better understand, you know, gender mainstreaming, but also fundamentally, you know, use those platforms to really deconstruct the structural relationships between women and men and talk about the social norms that are embedded. So among the key things that we're doing here is the gender mainstreaming in 18 municipalities. We're doing a public outreach. We're doing a community-based organization, but also we're also going to be doing an extensive stakeholder engagement to support CGE's strategic planning deliverables, because it's a requirement in terms of our own strategic planning. And as well as gender and development, a workshop conducted, and then as well as stakeholders. And then, as I indicated earlier, that part of what we want to also embed in our work is to make sure that there's always a strategic thinking behind the interventions that we're undertaking. So we'll also be producing a public education and stakeholder strategy. Just the new, to explain the new indicators there, the first one, as I said, it's a strategic transformative engagement with stakeholders on various public discourse issues related with CGE mandate, but as well as fulfilling the CGE's internal strategic planning requirements. I think here the point is that we are required in terms of our own strategic planning to have an extensive consultation, which we are right in the window of cycling in terms of planning, that even before we conclude our strategic planning for 2024-2029, that should be something that we undertake. Develop a strategic foundation and ethos of CGE's public education information to guide the organizational thinking and approach, and I think it's a point I was making, that they will be expected in terms of this this outcome, they will be expected to develop the strategy. And it's the same as the next one around the development of a shareholder strategy to guide the nature of partnership that should be pursuing the transformational conversation, but also setting the agenda on gender equity and gender equality in South Africa. Now, just want to bring to the attention as well of the portfolio committee that one of the key things over the years, and probably might have sent a bit of confusion in the portfolio committee when they were reading that report, is that we had also discovered that both the two departments whom their work were never included within the organizational report, which is in this context APP, it's a communication department, but as well as it's an internal audit department. And so what we've done, you'll see when we come back and present the quarter three reports, that we've included them because ultimately they are part of and they use the resources of the organization. So therefore, that the reporting is actually quite important in terms of their own work. So now then the communication department will then be developing communication strategy, media engagement, undertaking gender dialogue and TV talks, content development, digital platforms, provincial branding, website revamping projects, and internet content building. And one of the key things about, of course, just to emphasize that about this, the fact that you are right in the last leg or the last cycle of the 5 years in terms of reporting is that it allows us to be able to really, you know, firstly have external input in terms of our work, but also to actually plan for the next 5 years. And then outcome three is really the research department. So it's a number of planned projects conducted, number of gender equality research projects published, number of research projects disseminated through, and this is really the department that focuses on knowledge production of the organization. So in essence, really, they're kind of like the pillar, because in essence, the work that we do, they contribute in making sure that there's evidence base in terms of our own intervention, but also we are able to interact with partners on the back of a well-research papers and things. And then we move to outcome four, which is the inward facing. And I take the comments that the chair had actually, you know, raised earlier around knowing the numbers of you know, vacancies that exist and at what level in terms of the categories, etc. Firstly, the first one really is about you know fully complying to standard operating procedure, and this is one of the areas that, in fact, we, as I was talking about the internal controls and workflows within the organizations, that we actually don't have it. We rely on practices that, you know, human beings undertake, and when people are not there, then there's no piece of paper onto which you rely on to execute the work. The next one is the stakeholder relations, and this is again the at an organization to organizational level, and then from a HR perspective, one of the things we also don't have is a human capital strategy in terms of what type of expertise do we require in the organization versus the mandate. And obviously you have to look at the different confluence of issues in as far as where the organization is and what it wants to achieve. The other one is around HR policies. We've just received an audit in terms of our HR policies that all of them actually are dated. They date back either between 2019, 2016, or 2014. And the work of filling of the vacancies is just a continuous work. The other one is the, you know, workplace work skills placement is actually achieved 100%, and this one is really about training and development of our own human capital. And then here we want to really reduce the committed to reduce the variance in terms of budget. And one of the key things we want to do, we've introduced, it's actually three things. I think the first one is to develop a very transparent budgeting processes, which really looks from the bottom-up approach. The second one is to make it sure that there's a decentralization in terms of understanding the financing. And then the third one is to hold people accountable who are either having positive variances or negative variances, either or. Because when it's negative, it means that they've overspent. They must be able to explain why they've overspent. And if it's positive, it means that they're underspending, and that's exactly part of the reason why we're not likely to attract a lot of money, a lot of funding. Percentage of for procurement plan, just to make sure that the procurement plan is implemented within the operational year. And then the other one is the number of operations digitized. One of the key things we really want to commit to is to, firstly, one, to make document management. The second one is to make it sure that we really reduce the, you know, the paper that we actually generate in our within the organization, and the percentage of network uptime. I think this one is really IT-related. And then this other one is really the internal audit, which is the internal audit, which is the point I was making, that over the years that's not been included in the reporting of the ATP, and we do think that this ATP is an institutional document that should hold everyone accountable, and therefore everyone who undertakes work, their work must actually be reflected in the ATP. So there's a number of internal audits, so they're going to be doing 13 per year to actually help us to improve our own operations. Okay, this is an explanation of the human capital. Just to say that the first one is around developing of a human capital strategy that is concomitant to the expertise required at CGE in line with required gender equality mandate. The other one is an ongoing review of the policies, and then the third one is on filling up of vacancies and the work skills plan. I think I'm going to hand over on the budget, and then you then think of something.
Thank you, Chair. Taking you through on the budget side of it, I've noted the comments of the committee that the narration is very brief. On our side, we will work on improving, adding more meat to the numbers, because we're more into the numbers than the meat here. Thank you. On our side, then, we looked at what we have been allocated by the Department of Women in terms of the next 3 years, looking at the year that was ending on the 31st of March, our allocation was 100 million, and with the new budget, it is 94 million, and we've tried our best to make sure that we plan in an efficient manner whatever the projects that we have. So we have then allocated the 94 million in question. With the upcoming financial year, which is about 98 million, with the 103 million that has been gazetted that will be coming our way. Looking at the issue that the CEO has already raised, that we are at the end of our strategic plan, and we are in a process of starting this planning for the next 5 year cycle, starting now in May. Just to make sure that by the end of May we are then completed with the draft document for us. And we have then provided the breakdown, as I believe our understanding was you just need to see the figures, how have we allocated the resources, and but then we'll improve on that one. Office accommodation, we've also included the lease schedule. As you know, that we've been struggling with different buildings in different provinces, but we continue to engage with DPW to make sure that we address those challenges and the delays thereof. We also included the cost of employment per program on the following slides. Consultants that we are using is also provided on the figures part of it or on the templates. We have procured laptops for all employees, just to make sure that with the COVID issues that came where we had to work from home, so everybody is accommodated with load shedding that is also affecting most people, excluding the cleaners, because cleaners must just come to the office and do the cleaning. They can't clean on the laptop. And then on the budgeting side of it, in terms of the strategic outcomes, as CEO elaborated on them, starting from strategic outcome 1 to 4, the one which is inclusive of commissioners and legal, we have allocated 26.5 million, which is 28% of our budget, with strategic outcome 2, which is PI related or public education related activities, we have allocated 33.9 million, which is 6%, and with strategic outcome 3 being research related activities, we've allocated 8 million, which accounts to 9% of our budget. With strategic outcome 4, with this, which is support services departments, 25.4 million, which is 27%. Total being the 94 million, which equates to 100%. budget allocation per program. We started with the core services on top, being legal, parliamentary liaison, public education and communication and research. The compensation of employees budget is sitting at 27.2 million, with goods and services budget, which includes travel, water and lights, and all goods and service related activities, 5.2 million, with a total of 32.5 million. Looking at the outer years, which is 2024, 2025, and 2025-2026, there's a slight increase of about 4.5%, but with the submission that we're working on to make sure that we support the need to get more funding, hopefully the 4.5 adjustment will change in the outer years, sitting at 34 million as well as 36 million. Support services units, which is inclusive of CEO, finance and admin, HR and IT, budget is on compensation of employees, 16.2 million, with goods and services sitting at 9.2. Audit is also part of that. As you know, AG gives us a bill of about 2.7 million previous financial year. This year we anticipating plus minus 2 million. Then the grand total of 25.4 million, with a slight increase in the outer years to 26.6 and the 28.3. Commissioner's budget, as Chairperson indicated earlier on, that we have a full complement of 12 commissioners. The budget is also in line with the Act, which is 12 commissioners, and its compensation is 13.1, their goods and services 2.7, with a total of 15.8, with the outer years of 16 million and 16.7. Provincial offices were excluded from this process, however, the publication, public education officers and legal officers were included above as they are rendering the core services. So they, it's just strictly the PMs and the admin support. So their total budget for compensation of employees is 14.1 million with goods and services of 6.1, total of 20.2, with the outer years being 21.1 and 22.1. Total budget of compensation of employees sitting at 70.9, with goods and services 23.3, with a total of 94.1, with the outer years 98.3, with the 103 million. This is a budget as per expenditure type, starting from our advertising costs, bank charges, office cleaning, water and life accounts, office refreshments, personnel costs, professional and consulting services. We'll expand on that. On this one, we're just indicating that on admin support, briefly, like, we'll have a budget of about 1.8 million. On the legal fees, which is litigation in this instance, 930,000, with the audit fees being 2.1 million. That is inclusive of internal and external audits. Report writing budget of 1.1 million, the subscription budget of about 1.3 million, and training and development, we have a budget of 1.1 million. Travel and accommodation, vehicles expenses, as well as venues, catering, and events, all these activities we do for oversight activities, they add up to 8 million. In total, our budget sitting at 94.1 million with the outer years 98.3 with the 103 million for 2025-2026. These are the offices that we're leasing for CGE in all the provinces, starting with Bloemfontein. The lease started in 2019, January, and it's ending in August 2024. Cape Town office, the lease has already expired in December. Currently, we reported to plenary when the contract was about to end because the landlord was refusing to give us an extension whilst the PW is doing a procurement processes for our new office. At this point in time, we get progress reports on an ongoing basis. We have meetings with them periodically, so. And the estimated date for occupation is August 2023. Currently, our staff members are working from home, but they have been provided with tools to be able to continue to conduct public education activities and legal activities in a way that is not disruptive. Durban office, their contract or lease is ending in August 2023. DPUW is also busy with their procurement processes and they continuously engage with us. Kimberley office, their lease is ending in March 2025 and there's happiness there. There are no plans of moving and we'll continue to monitor the situation. Northwest offices in Mabato, their lease is ending in August 2024. There are issues there with the building location and structure and all. We're continuously engaging with DPW to find a solution. As soon as we get the appropriate building, we will then serve a notice to the existing building landlord so that we are able to move. Nelspruit, which is Bombela in Mpumalanga, their contract ended a month ago, end of April 2023. Our team implementing the same procedure as Western Cape, who estimated occupation date is also in August 2023. DPW is doing the bidding processes. Polokwane Library Gardens in Limpopo, their contract is ending in April 2025.
When did you check this?
Pardon?
When last did you check Department of Public Works?
We had a meeting with them on Thursday last week. However, myself and the CEO were in an audit committee meeting, but my finance manager and research at HOD were part of the meeting. We even received the minutes of the meeting that was vouching to their progress. I think we've received it on Monday. Yeah.
What timelines did they give you?
For Mpumalanga and Western Cape, the timeline is August 2023 because the both matters are at BAC, not even at BEC as yet, because one was referred back from BAC to BEC or some technical issues needed to be resolved, but they are BACs will be sitting now in May, but the estimated occupation is in August for both. For East London office, happiness there, no plans for moving. Their lease is ending in June 2024. Pretoria office, also happiness there. The lease is ending in July 2025. The Constitutional Hill, which is head office, our lease is ending in January 2025. And we, with all the challenges that we have, but we are content to deal with them and to stay on as the renovations or construction is underway. Thank you, Chair.
You're done, CEO. Okay, honourable members, here's the presentation. Can I know, Chair? Honourable Sharif, honourable Mamkaula, honourable Samsa and Masiko, honourable Carol, honourable Ste, Mamsonti, and the last. And then I'm
thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I'm going to start off with what the CEO in her opening remarks around the late submission of the APP. If, CEO, you identified a lack of strategy within the CGE. Surely that is your job to determine strategy of the organization. So what are your mitigating factors, like what are you going to be implementing in order to ensure that one, a strategy is there and approved, and two, that your systems internally is built up. Now, if you say that you got into an organization that has a lack of systems already or is at the bare minimum, what is your plan to ensure that this doesn't happen anymore? You should be providing strategic leadership. You, CEO, you were, please correct me if I'm wrong, but you were appointed and then you went to CSW in New York. but the ATP wasn't done. So how do we balance the traveling and representing the CGE on an international platform and then coming back home and completing your ATP and making sure that it's okay? If the issue is time, there's overtime. Work on weekends. Don't go to New York. Do your ATP. There are specific steps that you can take to ensure that your ATP is submitted in time. Personally, without this being a personal attack, CEO, and please, this has nothing to do with you as a person. I love you. You're great. But we can't pass the buck when it comes to the work that needs to be done. And I do feel that blaming it on organizational culture or a lack of skilled staff is just not good enough at this level that we are operating on. We are operating on a high level. We're not an NGO. We are a full Chapter 9 institution. And not only as a portfolio committee do we expect for you to perform at a high level, but women in this country, members of the LGBT in this country, expect you to perform at a high, optimal level. Now, to go to your presentation, your budget forecasting, let me start there. Why was it so low? What is the rationale behind that? There's a difference between your budget allocations. So between your E&E allocation, CFO, there's a difference. In your presentation, different numbers. In your APP forecast, different numbers. Why is it different? Like, did you copy-paste the wrong thing? Like, what's happening? Because it's confusing when we look at your budget because you have three different amounts in three different places. So please, can you give us some clarity on that? Again, CFO, if you haven't answered, where's your finance, your detailed finance report? I'd like to get some information on that. What is consultants for admin support? And why are you spending so much money on it? Do you have a lack of skills in the CGE? Do you have a vacancy rate that is too high that you can't cope? Why are you paying consultants so much money to do work that should be done within the organization? Litigation. Let's talk about litigation, leadership of the CGE. What is your plan to ensure more litigation happens? Chairperson, you remember when we were doing interviews for the CGE commissioners, one of our questions to the CGE commissioners was, what is your experience in terms of litigation? I'm sure you remember those were one of the questions we asked you. And then when we look at your APP, there's not much that speaks about the work you do in terms of litigation. So please, could you tell me what is the strategy and how do you intend to ensure that more work is done when it comes to litigation? As a portfolio committee, we spent time grilling commissioners and prospective commissioners on litigation. And in fact, Chairperson, in your cohort, you have advocates, you have lawyers. You know, you yourself, you are very learned in that aspect. So why is litigation not a core component of the work that you are doing? There is a cost for litigation that you speak about. If I can find it, I'll come back. And I just wanted to find out what is that, because it's not very clear in your report, Chair. I'm so sorry. Just give me one second. I just need to find it. 950,300 professional and consulting services. That's budgeted towards litigation. Okay, can you just give me some more information on that? Slide 34. You speak about your internal audit chief auditor suspended. This is the first time we're hearing about this as a committee. But can we get some clarity on this? And through you, Chair, if necessary, we might need a report on this suspension of the internal auditor. With the whistleblower, a full report on what is this, what is the case, and how has it progressed. In slide 27, you speak about providing services. I think you speak more about moving towards a more monitoring and evaluation strategy than service strategy. I think this needs to be relooked at. As I mentioned in my opening comments, you must provide services to women and members of the LGBT. That is your core function. Your outcome one, compliance monitoring, what is that? Why remove SAFs and TCC? Can we get that back, please? It's a very important part of the work you do. Your issues around targets, there's a lack of explanation of your targets and why did you remove some, why did you add some. It doesn't guide us with your rationale of why you think you must take X out and replace it with Y. So it's very difficult for us to monitor you when we're reading your APP because it's not very clear. And then this one got me. Outcome three. You removed your reports on compliance of international and regional protocol. But you were at CSW. You were at the UN presenting the country report, but it's not in your targets. Like, it's confusing. And I went to school. So, you know, I have an understanding of reports and critical thinking. I'm a WITS alumni. Tando, I think we studied together. So even if I'm confused, imagine if somebody else reads your report and is like, what is going on? So please, the recommendation is to put that KPI back. You have to monitor compliance of regional protocols and international protocols. That is one of your core functions. Maputo Protocol, the CSW, all of those UN protocols and where we are signatories to as a country, you must be able to report it. So to remove that from your APP is a disadvantage, not only to you as an organization, but as a country and what we're reporting to. And I must say, when the chairperson came back from New York, she had such good things to say about the CGE and the reporting you gave at the UN and the dialogues that you had at the UN. She was very proud of the work that you guys were doing. But now it basically means nothing because we can't monitor it. So we would recommend that one gets put back into it. Chair, I'll leave that for now. And if colleagues doesn't cover anything else, I'll come back. But I would suggest, Chair, that they go back, relook at your indicators, and submit a ratum, and fix them because they are not smart, they are not measurable, and they don't speak directly to your function as a Chapter 9 institution. We have faith in you, commissioners. You are there for a reason. You are not here because you just found yourself here. You are here because God put you in this line of work to change people's lives. Let us see it reflected in the APP, because we have to monitor you on a quarterly basis based on this APP, and we have to go and vote for your budget based on this APP. And as it stands right now, it's not looking good. So we are here to assist. Take our recommendations, take them seriously, and implement them. Our chair will give you timelines of when you need to submit everything, and may this be the last time you present a presentation to the committee and not a full APP. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Chair. Thank you very much for your presentation. But if you are shy, you are not able to move. 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 You consultant not able to move. Ngoba nina nikhona okunye ngizobuyela khona angisazi ukuba mude kakhulu ikhona into engiphatha kambi la bekufanele abe ngisubmite langa komash ngizosubmitha manje umbuzo yini inhloso yenu benisalibaziswe yini ngizogcina la mhlawumbe ngizobe ngibuya ngilana-ke manje kuma-ofisi niyazi ukuthi sihlezi sikhala sithi ama-ofisi akwa-CGE ayashoda mancane ama-province makhulu like KZN ina 11 regions njalo njalo makhulu ama-province umbuzo wami mangabe ningene office anikwazi nikubheka yonke into ukuthi okay i-agreement yaleli office yayithini ngishiso ukuthi ize ivalwe i-office kanti ngempela ngempela umsebenzi wenu yini lizoze kuvalwe i-office nikhona nithini ngalabantu abaxakekileyo okufanele beze la i-ofisini livalwa kanjani umsebenzi wenu yini kusho thina sikwazi ukuthembela kumina noma mhlawumbe nijabuliswe ukuthi siyanithanda nasi nti niyasebenza senithi nani nokuthi yeni sishashayo ngizocela nje i-ansa lapho angifuni ukuqhubeka kakhulu ingiphatha kambi le lawa amanye niyawazi ukuthi hhayi lena izo-expire nini lena beniyini eyenza ukuthi ningayibheki niyazini usizo lalana e-Western Cape ukuthi abantu bethu la bahlupheka kanjani akekho umuntu obanakayo le ndawo impela enabantu bakithi abamnyama ecindezelwe yilani ngenalo ninakhona i-ofisi ngifisa ngelinye ilanga nibone ukuthi abantu balana bahlupheka kanjani nihambe niyobheka even izindlu othurum bakhona babakhela bona la i-Western Cape othole ukuthi umndeni hlala nga-1515 niyobheka amacela e-rape la niyobheka ukuthi even ama-police station asebenza kanjani amakhesi ahlukumeza abantu bakithi la e-Western Cape ingiphatha kambi le yendaba ukuthi la i-Western Cape i-ofisi lize kwafinyala la kufanele livalwe kona kodwa nikhona kusho nini aniwenzi umsebenzi uma senifika lana nibheke ku-each and everything ukuthi ihamba kahle yini kusese zobuya nisitshela ukuthi elinye futhi i-ofisi sezelabantu ngeke funa maniza la nize ne-report egcwele ngoba lokho kokuthi kunabantu abasebenzela ekhaya umuntu oxakekile uzokwazi ngani lapho ukuthi kusebenzela ekhaya lowo muntu kunenqwaba yamakhesi la e-rape yabantu abafaya ney'cubu zabantu ama-body parts abantu athathwayo adinga nina u-CGE ifu la ma-ofisi azagcina sevaliwe kusho ukuthi ngamanye amazane sisiza lutho thina esikule portfolio committee and ngisanibuka nje manje ngisazobuye ngimtata
Thank you, Chair. I think I've been covered by Honourable Sharif. But you know, for me, is I'm a bit concerned about CGE. You know, some of us in our own political parties, we have to justify why this portfolio has to exist. Why should CGE have to exist? Because many a times we are told, you know, it's really not doing its work. We're not seeing the results. And also, if you look at the gender-based violence on its own in this country, despite the fact that we have these entities and the institution, gender-based violence is that the numbers are constantly going up, which makes me wonder sometimes is, you know, should CGE or Department of Women really introspect and say, are we really making a difference out there? And the reason why I'm saying that also is what is also concerning is the fact that you are taking indicators
that are the core function of your work. For instance, if you're taking away, SAP and also the costs, I mean, that is basically the core of your work. That is very important. So I just want to find out, what is your train of mind? What made you think? Maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe you really don't understand, like, what are you thinking on your side? Because now when you're saying, like, why do you take it off? And you're going, like, okay, we'll put it back. But, I think we need to understand, are we on the same page on these critical issues? And if you can explain that to us. So what were you thinking when you're doing that? And also your budget. Why are you under budgeting? Because we always thought that, like, you need more money because you're doing such great work. So therefore, you need to be funded, to be provided with a higher budget. But then you come up and you say, okay, no, we just need this. We don't need a lot. So that means that your mindset is like you're limiting yourself. And why? Like, where is the train of thought on that? Why are we doing that? So I would like to understand that. And also, my question, I said, when it comes to APP drafting, I just want to find out, the steps and the processes that went through, and how was it signed? Who signed at the end? So that we have a understanding of that. And also the vacancy rate. Your vacancy rate, you're saying that is 20%. That's what you are foreseeing. Why is that? Why aren't you, trying to limit it to 5%, or maybe below 8%, as it is usually recommended? And your latest handbook, I know you've responded to Chair on that, but I want to find out, are the new commissioners, were they given the current handbook that you're using? Was it provided to them? Are they aware of it? And also, was it signed? So we just want to find out, the date of it, of the latest handbook, because it said, it's been reviewed by different commissioners now and then, whenever you change commissioners. But I just want to find out, are they aware of it? Did they see it? Was it signed? And also, if you can just, maybe give us an idea on that. And also the organogram. Are you able to get us the organogram? Because, I think for me, being a new member, I would like to get the organogram of CGE. But usually, I just don't want to be given, the different functions. I want a name attached to the different functions so that I can just have a clear understanding of how your organogram looks like. I think mostly I have been covered. If there's anything else, Chair, I'll ask for another opportunity. But I think for now I'm good.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I must firstly appreciate and welcome the report that has been presented, but obviously, noting the limitations as we had noted them at the beginning of the meeting. Chair, I'm covered by the honourable members that have been that have made the remarks before me, specifically on the question around the 2023-2024 budget and the varying amounts that you are having between the varying figures that you are having between the EME, the CGE presentation that you've just presented, and the APP document itself. The assumption that you would have is that the presentation that is before us is exactly what you are having in your APP document. But it's interesting to find that when you present then your figures that you are presenting in the presentation, they are different to those figures that you are having in the APP document itself. I can give you an example if you wish to, but I'm sure that the CFO has captured the question itself. Yeah, so I'm covered on that question. Also, Umam Kaula has raised the issue of consultants, but I think we need to move a step further, because the understanding that we're having is that we're trying to request and beg our government and our institutions to move away from the use of consultants, because the understanding is that you have it within your own internal human resources to perform some of the responsibilities and duties which you are paying consultants to do. So the question is, if you are paying consultants, then who within the department or the institutions is left earning money for roles, duties, and responsibilities that money is being paid for consultants to perform? So I think what we need, maybe not now, is a detailed breakdown of the consultants that you, SCGE, are paying. Who are they? How long they are being paid for? What exactly are they being paid for, and at what cost? And why such exorbitant amounts for the consultants that you are paying? So, a detailed breakdown is requested, Chairperson, and it will assist us to thoroughly look into the reasons why the consultants are being procured and paid. The handbook. I do get, Chairperson, your explanation that you have given in terms of the revising of the handbook. So I think really it has taken far too long. So then I think for me what is important, and it's aligned to Honorable Machesi's question around the handbook, is for us to really get a date as to when this handbook will be submitted and completed and come before us as a committee, and that is the revised one. But the assumption is that you're still operating on the one that was in existence since 2013. Yes, 2014. But there is a one in the pipeline that has taken over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. If it was 2014, I'm saying the revised one that you...
No, it was 2019.
Oh, 2019. Mm-hmm. All right. But it hasn't been brought before the committee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, thank you. That's fine, thank you. Right, so now I think we just need a date as to when it will come
yeah.
before us. Just that date, so that we hold you again. Because I think it's something we are beginning ourselves to sound like a broken record as this committee.
Give them
handbook.
Time frame, Masiko. Give them time frame.
I think too in the next meeting, because it's always been in the pipeline and we've always been speaking about it. Right. Yes. Okay, thank you. Now, Chair, I want to speak to issues of consequence management. Because, Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, I seriously don't want us again to venture into this language, or maybe these concerns that we're expressing about commissioners who are not honoring Portfolio Committee meetings. Apologies that have been continuously been brought before us and we've rejected them. Today there's absolutely no apology, because Chairperson has indicated that a member was informed, the commissioner was informed, but the commissioner just did not attend, and the commissioner and the chairperson of the commission does not know why the commissioner is not here. So if for any reason, Chairperson, you are failing to implement consequence management in your own commissioners, now I'm not speaking to yourself directly, but the board of commissioners themselves, what plenary is unable to address this issue? How are you, as a plenary, going to hold accountable your own employees in the commission? How do you expect CFO to ensure that within the commission itself, the employees of the the CGE are able to adhere to anything if commissioners themselves are unable to respect, you know, Parliament, because it's not only this portfolio committee that they are not respecting. They are not respecting Parliament as a whole and the people of South Africa who voted for, you know, Parliament and its committees to be in existence. So now I need to know, Chairperson, in terms of consequence management, I'd like to see it as a transgression, because, you know, maybe bring the apology and we not accept it, then just not apologize altogether. So what is going to happen to that? The last question is about...
I told in one of the meetings the commissioner was smoking inside the meeting room. Am I lying? CGE commissioner? That one of your colleagues started smoking inside your committee room? Tando?
Sorry, Chairperson.
Am I lying? You just saw smoke that day.
The Chairperson, I think the people who witnessed it should respond, because I didn't witness it.
Okay, the next question, thank you, Honorable Chair, is around a tender that has been issued by CGE, of which the closing date was last year, July 2022, and the commission here is inviting suitably qualified suppliers to participate in a public tender process for the appointment of a panel of attorneys for the provision of legal services. Now, the question one has around this tender, not that it's a problem for the commission to call on tenders, but what is its implication around, you know, the legal standing of CGE? And also some of the issues that have been raised by the Chairperson around the Legal Practice Council and CGE's request by this committee to expedite the matter around the recognition of CGE's legality. So that's my question around this tender that has been issued, and also, you know, moving into the body of the document itself, the terms of references that are there on page 11 on what the panel should be doing and conducting investigations into legal aspects both internally and externally. Where does it leave your legal standing as CGE? Lastly, Honorable Chairperson, it's around the output indicators and the annual target. I know that Honorable Sharif had spoken about it at the beginning, that the output indicator of monitoring of courts, as well as the number of subs and TCCs monitored, those indicators have been taken away. And there's no explanation. In fact, for all indicators that have been taken out and those new ones that have been suggested for the 2023-2024 financial year, we don't have explanations as to why. So I think it's an important aspect. You know, we did go out on an oversight visit to Mpumalanga, and what we based our, you know, like what we discovered about the Thuthuzela Care Centers was shocking, but that was from the work that was done by CGE on the oversight that is being played on monitoring of Thuthuzela Care Centers. We also visited the police station in Masoni, And we found out that good work has been done in terms of monitoring as well by Commissioner Ntuli Tlobata on the police stations in the area. So all of a sudden you decide that no, we are not going to play that role anymore as CGE. Why? We need an explanation, because we feel that it's very important, you know, that the monitoring of police stations and in relation to responses to gender-based violence cases in South Africa, I think it's very important. So it's important for us to get that explanation. Chairperson, I think let me stop there, and then I'll come back if honorable members don't cover some of the questions that I have that are remaining.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Honorable Carol.
Thanks, Chair. You know, Chair, when you, for the first time, some members appear in Parliament, and it's so tough, I'm sorry, you're even turning red in your faces. Have you noticed yourself, commissioners, even the CEO? They are turning red to feel the pressure, and I believe you are feeling it and you are going to change. I'm certain. The way I look at your faces is bad. But nevertheless, Chair, I is the color ngempela. I even, you know, I feel for you, but we need to service. We must do what we are supposed to do. Chair, I thought while we are bringing and at the same time trying to have an institutional memory, we are running away from what we found from 2019. And it seems like now it might be worse, Chair, in terms of the commissioners. It's a concern. Nalili Dane, and we're not having a good relation. Actually, we're not happy about most of the things that were done by commissioners. You hear issues on the media, 1, 2, 3, things like it's a boxing ring. Mm. Seated here listening to the report, the APP, that is brought, and the chair accepts or it's an oversight. It then clicks to my mind that there is no strategy session amongst yourselves versus the administration, because I have a view that before you submit, you must sit and agree as commissioners on this is our target. How are we going to work? And how are we going to be performing this financial year administratively and commissioners-wise? But it tells us that it never happened, which we are accepting. And we need to conscientize you, or it must not be a trend. Because if it becomes a trend, we foresee danger. It's bad. My understanding is that even administratively, the CEO, CFO, you must have your own board before you come to us, before you conclude any document that comes to the public. And you must be aware we are alive, even though we might not be alive now, but it will be televised. What are you telling South Africans? Did we hire people who does not have the right capacity and the skill? Is it what we are telling our people? Did we hire our own friends? Is it how you are projecting us? That's a problem. You know, I want to also concur with Uma on the basis that since 2022 December, which is 4 to 5 months from now,
until now, you allowed an office to be closed. The CEO, when she presented, and I could look at her, I did not see any sense of her feeling irremorsinyana to say, we are doing wrong to Western Cape people. Where are they getting assistance? And proudly so, you are saying, you have made it a workable situation. They are working from home. We have given them tools or equipment to work from home. Is it the objective of the organization to work from home? Will we direct clients, people who want assistance of the CGE to their homes? Will it be proper? Is it proper? Chair, on my other capacity, in my own political way, yes, I came here politically. I'm a convener of Western Cape. I've got cases that I came across. And, you know, today I was happy because I thought I'm going to address them to you to say, then where will I bring the victims? And automatically the answer is that nowhere. There's no assistant. I'm worried. And we can't send people to your own house. That's your private property. Mm. And for 4 months, forward planning is not there. You don't have a forward planning. You wait for a disaster. You react. Now you'll be reacting. What must happen? As much as maybe we need to, that's why one of my colleagues said, we need to get understanding how you view it. How does it come to your mind to take such decisions? Because we might be hard and harsh, maybe on you, but not understanding what is the thinking behind the decisions that you took. Maybe we must, when we speak, make examples. It must not be a high-level language that might confuse us. Maybe we might find you have something good behind what we've decided. Chair, on the target that they've removed, specifically, when we were a panel and doing interviews, I dealt with the issue of international treaties. And I believe it reminds you of your as much as the sheriff has outlined and made it clearly to say, if it's removed from your target, therefore how do you do your monitoring? Because we believe it's one of your roles. Even in the country, how do you make in monitoring and evaluation to department, municipalities, different stakeholders? Because it, you don't indicate, it does not have expression in your outcomes, in your APP, how are you going to do it? So before I arrived here, I was a counselor. At some time, I was a speaker. And one of the roles of the speakers, you have what we call a women caucus. In that women caucus, what is your role as the CGE? Because you deal with issues of gender equality. Therefore, you need to explain to us. That's why I'm saying maybe we need to be clear and try to balance the language. Let it not be a high-profile language, but you must make us understand what are your intentions into achieving till now we think you must assist with or you are hired to do as a Chapter 9 institution, but then we feel like you are not into that. Maybe try to explain to us, because I think your monitoring and evaluation must even go deeper to the municipalities, must also assist even, you know, in organization, be it your private organization, so that we must then make it a point that there's a gender
equality in every sphere of government, every entity that exists within the country. But you, in that target, we don't see expression. It might be there invisibly, but we are not seeing it. No, it might be there invisibly. So we don't know how are you going to do that monitoring. And in terms of doing that and trying to monitor, where is the budget for that? Because you are going to still come back and complain versus what you must do. It needs money. How are you going to deal with that fact if it's not there? Chair, you know, I did not want to get in, but sometimes I'll feel or I'm not doing justice because I felt pity for them. But Chair, one of the biggest role or what we are going to do as a portfolio together with them and the department is the gender-based violence bill. In your APPs, we acknowledge or you are trying to have a relation with the department in trying to deal with the gap of that is there as in the NSP and yourself, but in your APP does not have expression as well. And I believe it was supposed to be highly recommended. How are you going to balance even in assisting us with our public participation, because it's part of your role? It even gets through your awareness systems. You know, Chair, as much as we have been saying this for long, there are still areas in the country where they don't even know and understand ECGE. But ECGE in their APP, they don't even reflect the awareness. How are they going to reach where they are not visible? As much as we'll be cascading down and wanting public participation in terms of the gender-based violence bill. I want to end up with the disappointment, Chair, of the relationship between commissioners. And I'll want to agree to say we must not say they must respond publicly in saying whether in their meetings there's a level of arrogancy or disrespect amongst themselves, even where there's a situation in which you could smoke while you are waking, it's a problem. So already, I chair, the center is not old. You are being disrespected. You must not respond to us, but it tells us that. I don't know. Deputy Chair, you have been holding for some time. The office itself, together as the Chair and the Deputy, if you can't have a strong relation, we are going backwards. We are afraid of what has been happening, and it will be times three. Now I believe seated here, I did not come with a friend. I was delegated by my organization and the people of Limpopo to come and represent them and do my work. So I believe even yourself, with your capacity, your skills, and your qualifications, do what you are supposed to do. Let us not be friends. Chair, do your work. The entire office, you know, I even feel it becomes personal, and it makes our emotions to react unnecessarily, because now I start to regret, really, did we hire the right people or not? Or is it because of the term is not moving at the same time? There's those that feels or we've been here, Dala Sila. So they will make the new ones
to start having that. But Chair, this time, Tina, we also want you to give us your own plan as commissioners. How are you going to work? Therefore, we can come and evaluate yourself. It's our role to monitor you and evaluate you. We want that in black and white, Chair. Because if you can't give us, we are going to have a continuous tendencies of commissioners who feel Sorbonne, they are Chapter 9, they've been employed, they've been appointed by the president, but we are the ones actually, we are the actual employer. We are the ones who made interviews, and we thought you are right, candidate, but we feel otherwise. While you are doing your addendum to the APP, please forward us with your proper plans as commissioners, so that we must make a follow-up on yourself. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, maybe I should start off the apology part of one commissioner who always apologizes. I think as a committee, instead of we take a decision, or CGE comes with a decision, because we can't, or we just leave it a chairperson, you must never tell us about an apology, because every time it's an apology. So I think, chairperson of the portfolio committee, something needs to be done, or we need to take a decision on one apology since 2020. And another thing I would like to also say that as a commission, or as members of the portfolio committee, one thing I've picked up, Chair, is that I think CGE is, commissioners are working after we went to the oversight of Mpumalang, but it lacks maybe probably on the reporting side, and I must say, like Honorable Masego has said, that we welcome the inclusion of young blood in the commission. And we believe that we will see a change and the committee putting more effort on their work. What I would want to know is that what is the role of the commissioners in giving effect to the entire APP, and what is the plan in relation to this, and how are commissioners going to be held accountable in this regard? And then secondly, what must the portfolio committee expect of commissioners within their constituencies and provinces in the current financial year? I think that's that, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I would like to start my input on the issue that talks to the police station, the targets that talks to the police station, the court, and so on. I know my colleagues have spoken about this a lot, but I would say that seeing that you have granted the commission time to go back and relook and correct what has been presented here that we are not happy with, see how that one comes back, because there is no way we can let down women, particularly when it comes to Thuthuzela care centers, where we can let down women and children who make use of those facilities, and where now as CGE we are removing it. I would say let it find its way, let the commissioners find a way of bringing that one back to the APP as one of their targets, Chairperson. Chair, having noted, I think when we started the meeting, we have spoken about the number of flaws or things that we have identified as a committee that talks to repetition or copy and pasting in terms of the APPs of 2022-23 financial year, let me put it that way, that are looking the same. I think that one also goes it down and really look into whether you go page by page or clause by clause and make sure that when you come back, all those things are corrected. for instance, your page 4 to page 7 are identical for 2022-2023. So just go back and maybe give yourself that chance and make sure that things are corrected. Chairperson, also, some of the targets are remaining the same as we go through the report. And there is significant changes made around strategic outcomes with targets being removed or some of them having been rewarded. I think that also will talk to the commissioners going back and making sure that those things are corrected. And because there hasn't been any clarity why others have been removed or rewarded. And so I think also that clarity needs to be provided by we need to be clarified as this committee in this meeting also in terms of why those things have not been have been removed and rewarded as much as we are going back and making those corrections. Chair, there were recommendations by the AG, Auditor General, that a number of them that CGE had to go and look into. And what clarity that or explanation that one would ask from the CGE is how are you going to make sure that all those, I didn't want to go step by step, I think we know about them, the non-compliance and the if I just have to go, internal control deficiencies, root causes of non-compliance and internal control deficiencies, and then non-compliance with legislation. So I didn't want to go to them one by one, but I took for granted that SDGE, you really know about them. But what I want to know is how are you going to make sure that all those recommendations or, that were raised by the AG are going to find their way into being taken into the new APP that is presented. On the issue of the country compliance with regional or international instruments, I think it's also one that I would just say I'm not going to go deep or into detail. It has been raised, but it needs to be really also relooked and make sure that we comply, because there is no way as South Africa we cannot be able to, we are going to say, or SDGE, we are going to say we are not part of this, because some of the instruments that we are using as a country are those that are international also, that we are making benchmarking and all those other things. So I think it's important that you really look into this one, how it finds its way back on the APP, SDGE. But also to talk to the relationships that are there, just make sure that you work together, colleagues or commissioners. Working together is very important. No one person can really run an institution or a commission or a department alone and make sure and ensure that and be able to get what is expected of them. But working together and asking for advice where it's needed amongst yourself, you've got all the skills, you've got all the expertise. It can make you really do wonders as CGE. So just that I wanted to make my input. Thanks, Chair.
Kebulela, Chair. CGE has a vision, a mission, a brand promise, also a values. The vision says a society free from all forms of gender inequality. The mission says to promote, protect, monitor, and evaluate gender equality through research, public education, policy development, legislative initiatives, effective monitoring and litigation. Brand promise, which is safeguarding gender equality, values independence, confidentiality, ethical behavior, non-discrimination, and accountability. Chair, zonke izinto endizifundayo, andikholelwa ukuthi uCGE uhamba nomgca kakhe ngazo. Okokuqala, andimthembi, andiwuboni umsebenzi wakhe, more especially kwi-communities outside there in the rural areas. Why I'm saying that, Chair? The year 2021, I put in a complaint, a report
to them about my children who were lost, but they did nothing about that issue, even to try to do follow-ups until I found my children by myself. So I don't know, Chairperson, maybe they are looking on what they can assist, I don't know. And it's not me only who are complaining about that. The most communities are complaining about not getting a good service to the CGE, more especially in the communities, as I say. Though my issue did not even started to help me in the investigation, although I told them the whole story about what was happening about my children till to date, but Chair, I'm happy that I found my children by myself, not assisted by CGE, but I've reported it long time ago. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I can now give the commissioners to respond on other things. Other things, they will need you to go back and rework your document and present it to the portfolio committee. We'll give you 2 weeks for to submit the RTM. But I'm sure on other things that you are to respond now, you can, but we are running out of time due to plenary is starting at 2, it's budget full. I'm sure we can give you 15 minutes and then we close our meeting so that we can. So, honorable members, you can try to use your other gadgets, log in, so that at least by headquarters we are done. I'm sure there must not be a perception as if the commissioners are fighting in this term, ne?
Yeah.
Commissioners are not fighting, honorable members. There's one commissioner that we know that is giving problems to CGE, and that commissioner is not Commissioner Day. All what they need to go and do is to take a decision as commissioners, or we go to the house. We summon in fact let's summon Commissioner Day to the portfolio committee. Let's summon her to the portfolio committee in the next 2 weeks. Just check your date so that we can be accurate, give them the correct date. Summon Commissioner Day. And after summoning her, if she doesn't come to the meeting, we go pass a resolution to the House that the President must remove it. Period. We can't be talking about one person several times. But, you know, I'm disappointed that you guys are not even able to deal with her conduct. How come that a person in your meeting, official meeting, a person just decides to smoke? And
yeah,
you keep quiet. And no, it's not here. And the chair was informed by a whistleblower. Huh? No, when you are the chair, whistleblowers, they give you information, first-hand information. Remember? It's disgusting. You know? But that ill discipline in terms of the code of conduct, that one doesn't even need you to. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong is wrong. Right is right. where in South Africa, especially in South Africa, we've got laws that deals with issues of smoking and so on. You can't smoke inside a room like this. So why must we tell you to apply the laws? So I think Nelly, you'll write a letter. Dr. Jemma must assist you, our legal team, so that we summon her to the meeting so that she can come and explain to us why is she not accounting to Parliament as per their constitutional mandate. So I think that one, let's resolve it like that. And then the other things, you can go back and rectify them and come back to the portfolio committee and make a proper the presentation so that you can be able to adopt the document that you're going to present and be able to make your account quarterly based on that. The issue of the office at Cape Town, but that's being irresponsible of you as an institution. So in other words, we are violating the rights of the people of Cape Town by not delivering services to them.
The
you can't be coming to the portfolio committee and be telling us you have a problem of an office when it is your obligation. You know, there are things that you may live with and there are things that are an obligatory. So those things you can be taught by the portfolio committee. Things that you must know. So some of the things, you know, when honorable members are asking you, I'm asking myself, Coach, but how do you reach that point? COVID pelile. Why didn't I phone in temporary office? All along, ni chabantu ba se Cape Town, jaban ba ni chimba chengi na ma gadgets. Ba peta ma laptop, ba peta ma laptop, ba nza in. Ba register na which complaints. They are monitoring what? What reports are you getting? What are you paying them for? What reports are you getting every month? Are you getting value for money? Or is fruitless expenditure? Or wasteful expenditure? What do you call this thing? So some of the things, you know, it's logic. They don't need us to ask you some questions and so forth. It's things that you must be know. You need to know as commissioners. That's what needs to be done by yourselves and what needs to be done by who. We can't be sitting here and asking you about offices. You are getting paid for what? Especially from the administration side. So when you assess the performance of the CEO, the CFO, you'll be assessing them needing buying that, but they are doing what? If they are failing on simple things, ensuring that there is a temporary office where your CGE is operating from. So, we're paying you for what? It's wrong. Some of the things, it's wrong for you to be asked by us. And you must thank the portfolio committee that the meeting was not hybrid today. You can imagine the embarrassment. You'll be trending all over for the whole week for wrong reasons. Especially with the kind of questions that we've been asking you today. Go do the right thing. You are fortunate that you've been invited by the people of Delft this weekend as CTE. So that is an activity that you will be able to report on. Otherwise, Nina, Mogwen, we should be doing an activity. So, Chair, Deputy Chair, and Commissioner Tlobadi, you must thank the invitation because you'll be doing your work. Otherwise, Nina, when the report is done, long we still keep. So, we'll give you time to go and report on the things that honorable members have raised. Please, if don't be like a Department of Women, read your mandate. As and when you put on programs, read your mandate. What is your core function? What needs to be done by yourself? I mean, I still have confidence in you. You know, human error is there. But remember, you must improve. The new commissioner, honorable members, they're not fighting. There's only one person who's problematic in that institution. And the outstanding case, Commissioner Porter, that's all. So, if there's anything that is not detailed like the other things that we...
Sorry, Chair. Okay.
And then, over to you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you, Honorable Members, for your feedback. Chair, I want to go into some of the issues that you've raised for the new action as proper. I just wanted to raise two things. The first one being the offices of the state, who were literally thrown out because the landlord actually wants to be the residential place. The lease was still on an exit, and then they said, please, by the time you want to be out, because we want to change. So that's how it became unceremonious. It was not something that the lease was ending, and we were left in the street because of that. Where we were left in the street is in Mel Street. But again, because of the structural problems of the building where it's shaking and everything, we actually allowed the lease to end on the 30th of April. And we have tasked public works to look for offices for us in all the time. The only one that we are happy with is actually Northern Cape. Sorry.
Thank you very much. The only one that we are happy with is the Western Cape. So in the is the Northern Cape. This one we were thrown out. Secondly, I just wanted to clarify the issue of the programs that were left out. The others we will write. The programs that were left out were the programs that we as commissioners had adopted to be the work that we are doing. And when they were included in this APP as part of the good work that was done by the CGE, we felt strongly that we cannot bring the programs of the commissioners as though they were done by the organization, because that is what was being presented. Maybe it was a mistake on our part, but we felt that it's the work of the commissioners in support of the APP, and therefore cannot be presented as the work of the the work of the secretariat. So that's where the mistake is. We'll go into detail on it, and we'll explain properly. But we were conscious that they must be removed, because now they will be presented like it's the work of the secretariat. So we made a mistake there. Thank you. And And just finally, Chair, I wish to assure everyone there are no tension among commissioners.
What do you want from your report, the report of commissioners? I get it. At least you need to put something in your KPIs and just say the details. Part of it, you can give us a report later. But all one wants to see, would in terms of your deployment, your reporting, because you need to outline on the things that you are going to do as commissioner. But I reflect, I recall,
okay.
Because remember, some of the other things that you're doing as commissioners, so when you go to your place of deployment and do the work, you are spending money.
Yes.
So you need to have a separate report on that. We don't want to hear things as it is. If Commissioner Thando or Van der Merwe wants to go to their place of deployment, they say they are struggling to get funds.
Mm.
Flights must be booked. A hotel where they are not residing, it must be booked for them to have accommodation. And never reduce people to, like, they are not important and go and book them Formula One. I'm making an example. They are commissioners. It treats people with respect and dignity. So that when they go, and I'm not saying go and look for five-star hotels,
yeah.
But I'm saying people must sleep in accommodations where they are safe. And you know, I remember one time at the portfolio committee, we were doing oversight in KZN, and some members, when we arrived, they've already checked in. But me, when I arrived there as the chair with other members, I told them, we can't sleep here. Parliament must change this way. Ukuthi bayifuna kanjani thina sifuna indawo yokulala la indawo is safe for the members, because it is my responsibility. Safety of the members is my responsibility as the chair. Yabo? So I think these are some of the things that and I'm not expecting anyone from Gauteng to be claiming from home to work. It's clear, eh?
Yes.
Anyone who resides in Gauteng can't be claiming for Sibekaya. I am 17. People who are entitled to claim I think it's part-time commissioners, if I'm not mistaken, for meetings.
Yeah.
I need part-time commissioners, and those who are coming from other provinces to Gauteng. Yeah, I don't want to see discrepancies. Zabanyama commissioners, full-time commissioners, they end the same. I don't to be con. Explain the name. About full-time, but the money where you are differing, it's when from the salary, you got chair, negative deputy chair, it's different. I'm a claim, I'm a part-time commissioners are different because hours I don't know what is your setup, but those things are differing. And you know, one other thing that the chair and the deputy chair must do this time is to follow up on the claims that are made. Would a person come and pelu yile lafuna? Because abanye abantu balelo ukuthi bayile lapho. But must it is ungo portfolio committee, a person is forever absent. And a person is there at the University of Pretoria teaching. So tema in. If a person is full time at work, ne? As example, ungo commissioner Bongani, if is full time at work, and then he claims to be doing CGE work, but when you check at his work, he was present. That's fraud. Unless he took sick leave, or he took a leave, or he requested a day off. Now, I understand anything he showed. Because we've been seeing these things, and when you say people must be investigated, the portfolio committee interfering. We're not interfering, we're doing our work. This is the taxpayers' money. We are doing oversight, and the people must be serviced. So we know some of the commissioners were claiming buying the law my favors, so we don't need this, please. And then I'm telling you must find a better way on a reporting for where do you find part-time commissioners are not paid on time? Yeah, well, certain individuals are paid on time, but others are not paid on time. Don't do it. Don't treat people unfairly. Treat everyone fairly. When claims are submitted, those documents must be processed on time. People must not be selfish. Yeah, well, but because it's not you, so I'm claims of Anyabantu, you are not going to process them. So figure that come a man away to this time we're not, I don't have that energy. And honorable members don't have energy to listen to those things. So I think we're confident that you are professional. The way you do things, you know what you're going to do things professionally. You know, I will want to give the new commissioners just 2 minutes, two minutes to say something so that it's your first time in a portfolio committee and you can see how Parliament makes you to account and the CEO will learn next time that when it's Parliament portfolio committee, heads of divisions must be accountable for their work. When not, yeah, then overall accounting officer, but heads of units. Once you start answering on their behalf, I'm telling you, train is of shyness. Make everyone be accountable for umsebenzi wakhe. No CFO, ungamenzi umngani wakho, makenze umsebenzi wakhe. Hola. You could be said.
Thank you, Chairperson. As Honorable Carol said, red from head to toe, learning lessons, lots learned today, and hopefully we're going to take this back and we're going to implement the advices that you've given us. Honorable Carol is distracting me, Chairperson. Maybe you need to bring her to order, but yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair, and good afternoon to all commissioners, to members of Parliament once more. Indeed, Chair, we take note of what the committee has said, and we did not really intend to disappoint or disgrace the committee and the panelists to even think if it was a wise choice to consider some of these commissioners. But be it as it may, we really commit that we will do our best to uplift the standard and enhance the image of CGE going forward. We want to commit that the next time we come to report, you will see and observe the turnaround that we would have implemented or introduced. Thank you.
The body that's looming, mustn't it? Just the intelligence, right? And Merve, Eastern Cape is represented.
Ah.
My home there.
Ah.
Bye.
Hi, Mrs. Lafni, the chef. It's very hard to say grace, to appear in this moment with any sort of grace. But yeah, I think it's been eye-opening. It's insightful. I think it's good to see this level of accountability. Yeah, I mean, there's a strong level of accountability in the room. It's, you know, these things are not always nice, but, you know, it is what it is.
Thank you very much.
Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity to speak. I just want to echo, firstly, the sentiments of the chairperson that, you know, the issues that were raised are obviously not new. When we sat amongst ourselves, these concerns were raised and canvassed. And I think this session was affirming, and we will definitely go back and sort out our house, and we'll make sure that when we come back, we are at the very least where we were in terms of easing a little. I want to say we respect your recommendations and we'll take them into account, and, you know, make sure that we revive the institution, but also just take it to a place that it hasn't been before and where it needs to be for our society. And there was something that was mentioned as well by one of the honorable members. There are skills in the organization and we need to leverage on those skills. You're correct that there's, you know, what's the reason for people being appointed when we are not using the skills internally? And that's something that we're definitely going to look at and improve on. And ultimately, I want to also say that the relationship amongst the commissioners, chairperson, is very good. We are happy with each other. See as one, genuinely, and I think that's a very good starting point. To receive and no time for one another, because low time we're already in the community and the society that we are reporting to serve. So I mean, I'm happy to report that I get along very well, to such an extent that I'm scared up about when the current ones have to leave, because they have to build relationships again. But we are very happy with one another, Siyazwana, genuinely. I'm sure Chairperson has already mentioned that we are going to our strat meeting, pre-strat meeting, so we're going to be having multiple strat meetings. And this, everything that came out of here will be part of that discussion to bolster, I think it will even bolster the quality of what we would have strategized had we not come here. So thank you so much, and thank you for affording us also grace as we are transitioning to really step into our roles and to really own the roles that you have given us the opportunity to take on. Thank you so much for your time and for your earnesty as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, commissioners. CFO, when we were the portfolio committee, or your plan? We are trying to do our best as public representatives. You know, in the olden days, we must see members of parliament, they are not doing anything, they are sleeping, they are what, they are obese, they are what. But unfortunately, in our portfolio committee, we read a lot. Members read documents. Never take members for granted. You know, and what we have done to you is what we have done with the NYDA, and they are a better institution today. You know? That's what we have done with the department. We ended up at 3. We started at 9:30 up until 3.
Hmm.
You know? And you can imagine, you know, we've been dealing with them. They were changing our mandates. At one stage they are a regulatory, at one stage they are what, and now they are back to the initial mandate of the department. So we are treating everybody fair. It's up to an individual. But we are for no change, either the right thing, or often what every time magazine a portfolio committee, go back to portfolio committee, and then daole, as of feeling, as of embarrassing or go, you know, our intention is not that. When you do good, we commend you, and we'll give you, we'll always give you support. If there are things that you don't understand, just call the staff members. They will be there to assist you. Call our researchers. They will assist you. They are always there to assist. But if a person actually is attacked, mina yenge babu zelabantu lava, nan mwam, you know, I ask them, I argue with them, kakul, they can tell you. When they bring something, I tell them, no, this is nonsense. Why are you saying this? We fight with them. But it's not that I hate them. But it's because if I read something and it doesn't make sense to me, that means it's not going to make sense to honorable members. So I prepare a lot with them before a portfolio committee. So by I hope that you'll enjoy our lunch, and at least you enjoy your trip. Gauteng was raining yesterday and it was cold. Our flights were delayed. Those who are flying back to Gauteng, fly safe. Chinagese continue on our budget votes. But thank you very much. We are giving you 2 weeks then. We'll give you a date. Because I'm not sure what the 2 weeks in terms of dates. And so that you are able to adopt that RTM reporting. But we wish you well. And the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Richard, the phone was good.